Blog Talk Radio.
Really nothing like you two on New Year's Day, especially, you know, with the song, New Year's Day. That's right, it's That Sci-Fi Show. I am Chris West, live in the studio, all by my lonesome here, and listening to some YouTube. You know, enjoying the nice day that it is, and it's a great day out there. And, you know, what we're going to do today, since I'm all by my lonesome, and I don't feel like doing an entire 2 hours by myself, and I've gotten a lot of requests lately for, you know, end of the year, of course. So we got a bunch of the interviews that we did do at many of the conventions, Dragon Con, Spooky Empire. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk about the stuff that's going on in the world. And I'm actually looking up right now. And if you guys remember a couple weeks ago, Nathan Fillion was slated as saying that he would be the perfect guy to be Drake in the PS3 video game movie adaption of, you know, that, and Drake's Fortune is scheduled to begin filming, and Nathan Fillion is going to be Drake. So apparently it wasn't just rumor, it is true. It's being announced on Blaster right now. So that's really cool. I mean, if you guys are really into Firefly or Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog, which is a great movie by Josh Whedon, definitely check them out. They're on Netflix. Or Serenity was actually the movie that was made to kind of wrap up the Firefly series, which unfortunately only lasted one season, and it was such a great series to only last one season. Still no word on that. That Fox Death Slot, now that Fringe is moving in there, it'll only be a matter of time before Fringe is off the air, unfortunately. So let's get to it. We're going to go ahead and jump in with Eddie McClintock from Warehouse 13, a great show on Sci-Fi Channel. We met him at Dragon Con 2010. It was a great time we had with him. And, of course, Amy and the Space Gypsies were just going all squee-girl over this. So if you hear squeeze in the background, that is what it is. So we're going to go ahead and get into it with Eddie McClintock from Warehouse 13. And I'll be right back in a couple minutes after a break. We'll see what's up.
And this is Chris West reporting live from DragonCon 2010. And I have Eddie McClintock sitting next to me. You might remember him from Warehouse 13. Something I didn't know about him, you're an artist.
Who knew?
And you're also from Ohio, which I'm from Ohio.
Who knew?
I know, it's great. Now,
yeah, both of those things are true. I'm definitely from Ohio. The artist part, I guess, people would have to kind of determine for themselves. But
I say anybody that's got a website up that has art up, that's an artist. Yeah. I mean, you got something going on there. You put it out there for the public to see whether they like it or they don't like it. You're an artist.
Thanks. I sold three pieces today, so it's kind of cool.
Three pieces and all the signatures. I mean, you're pretty much going nuts with all the squee girls downstairs.
Well, I mean, how amazing is it to, after 14 years of kind of toiling around in the bowels of Hollywood, to have a show that people have responded to? So it's, I mean, bring on the squee girls, bring on whatever it is that, you know, I love talking to people and hanging out with people, so to be here and to have this kind of response is, you know, it's the best.
Now, obviously, everybody knows you for your work in Warehouse 13, and you just said you've been in Hollywood for a long time. What other things can, you know, people that don't know you and are too lazy to go hit up your IMDb page, you know, what would you like to send them out and, you know, hey, you know me as this character? But you really need to see me as this character, because this character is the character that I really portrayed.
I would say the second most one that comes up is from Bones. I did a 4-episode arc on Bones as Sully, a guy that kind of almost came in and swept Brennan off her feet. But my hair was a lot different. Everybody bagged on me about that's the biggest thing on Twitter. It's like, I got in there, you could talk with on Bones. I love his hair. So I finally was just like, hey, just leave off the hair, okay, man?
It's Hollywood. They're never going to leave off the hair.
Did they compare you to David Boreanaz? Is that how you pronounce it?
David Boreanaz? Well, I used to get that.
You kind of look like him a little.
I used to get that all the time. I got it last night in the elevator. This dude gets on, he goes, hey. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you look like the dude from Angel.
He does kind of look like
Yeah, him. Well, in a weird way you do, but you're your own character. And, I mean, as Warehouse 13 goes, I especially love the crossover with Eureka. I think that is one, a definite standout episode for you guys.
Yeah.
Now, you recently, did you start season two, or are you wrapping season two up?
We finished season two in June?
Yeah, okay, so they're starting the replays now. That's what it is.
Yeah. No, we're still, we're in our ninth episode. Airs this Tuesday at 9 o'clock on Sci-Fi will be our ninth episode, and it's really a great episode. If you like Mad Men, I mean, it's like if you like Mad Men and you like Journey to the Center of the Earth, then I know it's
wow, that
exactly,
just brings
exactly
the Mad Men from A&E and Jules Verne's Journey to the Center of the Earth,
yes.
Men in Suits digging to the center of the earth, or are they looking for gold?
Well, it's H.G. Wells is on the show this year, and we find out that H.G. Wells is actually a woman, you know, because in the time it was believed, or H.G. Wells believed, that people were more likely to believe that a man had written those stories than a woman. So she used a man's face, her brother's, as her, and wrote as H.G. Wells, but we used her time machine to travel back to 1961.
Ooh, really?
So
really?
Maybe it's not as much Journey to the Center of the Earth as it is, like, Time After Time, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Remember, was that where he was chasing Jack the Ripper through?
Yes.
Anyway, it's good, and we actually, someone is going to croak this week.
Ooh.
It might be a spoiler, but...
A little bit of a spoiler, but I think it's something to tune into, to watch it. Yeah, I mean, it's always an epic thing when a cast member is knocked off.
I love when people croak.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
That is going on the highlight reel there.
this interview just went right into the toilet, didn't it?
No. No, it's always good when people say things that, no. It's always good when you go off color and you say something like that, because then I get to cut it up and use it for a promo reel later.
Excellent.
Exactly. See, I shine that turd up.
Okay. Get lemon, make the lemonade.
Exactly.
Shine the turd.
Now, obviously, you got your website, eddiemcclintock.com, where everybody can go on and check out your art.
Yeah.
Other than Warehouse 13, and I ask this to every actor, what is a role that you would like to break out into?
Oh, well, I've always wanted to do a good war film. I mean, like, to have been a part of Band of Brothers or Saving Private Ryan or Apocalypse Now or Full Metal Jacket, Platoon.
All great movies.
You know, they're some of my favorite movies. And, you know, I watched the DVD extras on Platoon and what they did with those guys is they basically sent them out into the jungle and made them train and live as soldiers and trained them. And then one day they marched them up to the top of the hill. And when they got to the top of the hill, there were cameras and a set and everything. And they just said, and start. And it was just like, I love that kind of... Yeah, I just love the idea that you, immerse yourself into a character like that. And
I have to agree. I mean, we were talking, like you said, with Full Metal Jacket. Arlie Ermey was actually a drill sergeant for the U.S. Marine Corps before, and that was the reason they chose him, was they wanted that real aspect in the movie of a real drill sergeant really barreling down and really breaking these guys.
Yeah. I mean, look, my dad, every time he watches Private Ryan, he cries. Dad, I'm sorry. It's out there now, okay? I told it. But to have that kind of a emotional, physical impact on someone that doesn't even know you because of what you've been able to convey through a film or television, I mean, that's, to me, what it's all about. So to be able to do something like that would be amazing.
Now, obviously, Warehouse 13, we're hoping that it keeps going and going. And you wrapped up season two. You're starting to film season three yet?
No, we haven't gotten the official green light from Sci-Fi on season 3, but I mean it's pretty much a done deal. We're still the number one show on Sci-Fi. Our demographic continues to grow every week, and it's just I think they're waiting for a specific time to because they have people that have computers and they crunch numbers and they decide when is the most impactful time to decide the. When to pick up the show for the other season. So.
Oh, well, very good. Well, if anybody wants to look up you, I mean, obviously they got EddieMcClintock.com. Is there any other way they can get a hold of you? You know, look, check out your movies, your TV shows, anything like that?
You can call my cell phone, which is 310-555-1212. If I don't pick up, just leave a message. I'll get back to you.
So. That's great. Now you know you're going to have a bunch of South Floridians drunk texting you.
Good.
Well, that's always good.
That's South Florida.
It's a nice place to live. I mean, Atlanta's very nice. We're here up here for this weekend, but...
I mean, Boca? Come on.
It's Boca, baby.
You want to come down visit, you know, I have extra room.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I don't think she'll be...
You might, too.
I'll bring the light.
And of course, it's Sci-Fi Amy behind the camera adding in on that. All right, Eddie McClintock, it has been a privilege and a pleasure to have you on our show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Florida.
I'm Chris West, wrapping up from DragonCon 2010, and we'll see you later.
That was Eddie McClintock, and he was a great guy, you know, really funny. You know, we had a lot of jokes behind the scenes, and I remember a lot more squeeing from Amy and the Space Gypsies, but that was probably they were very good about keeping the squeeing down to a minimum. And speaking of squeeing, I got to throw this out there to a good friend of mine, Miss M, and remind people that don't pick a fight with a 6'2" girl. She'll take off her silver sequins boots and beat you to death with it. And I'm sorry you broke your phone, sweetheart, and I hope to hear from you later on, and Happy New Year. So we're going to go ahead and get to our first break, and we'll be right back with more from That Sci-Fi Show.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rhoda Lott, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
All Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you.
For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
I love the Batman theme. I swear, this is like, and TV. There are so many, you know, themes you remember and you forget, but the Batman theme is one of those themes I don't think you'll ever truly forget. It's simplicity, and just the fact that it screams out the character's name every 2 seconds. I mean, even the music, Batman. It's just Batman. Adam West. Now, I once met Adam West at a convention up in Orlando, and being Chris West, I thought it would be kind of funny that I would go up to him and be like, Daddy. And he was actually very nice enough to say, I'm not your father, and get the hell away from me, and, you know, kind of laugh it off, and we had a good time. And unfortunately, I didn't have a great get a chance to interview him, but I did get a great chance, if you guys remember the movie The Lost Boys, at Spooky Empire 2010. We interviewed Brooke McCarter, Billy Worth, and G. Tom Mack from The Lost Boys, and it was a great interview. We got a lot of emails, past that show, and we played it a couple of times since then. And we're going to go ahead and play it again now, because I'm still getting emails about how good it was. And later on, we're going to talk to Richard Hatch. You remember Captain Apollo from the original Battlestar Galactica? And he's also on the new series as well. You can see him on there. They didn't get rid of him, and I like that. A lot of these newer reboot series, they'll kind of forget about these older characters, and actresses. And, you know, yeah, obviously you can't have Richard Hatch come back and play Apollo, but you could easily have him come back and play an older character like they did. And it's really good. And I think even though I'm not a huge fan of Battlestar Galactica, I like the original more than I like the new series, and I haven't even watched Caprica. So I don't even know what that series is about. I just know it's before the whole Battlestar Galactica series takes place. So let's go ahead and get into it with the Lost Boys and see what's going on with them.
I'm glad to be here at Spooky Empire's Ultimate Horror Weekend, and I have the privilege and pleasure to be joined now by the Lost Boys. And I was telling them before the show that when I was a little kid, and this is back in the VHS video mom and pop store days, way before Blockbuster was ever around, that we went and got a video, a children's video, some Clifford or whatever, and I was like 4 or 5. And lo and behold, guess what was inside the box? The Lost Boys. And from that moment, I've been hooked on vampires and horror ever since. Guys, it is a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, man, that's a great story. This is Brooke McCarter, better known for dying in the bathtub.
That was one of the more gruesome deaths in that. I mean, Keith Sutherland getting impaled at the end, and the head vampire with the car through the wall, but the bathtub scene was just brutal.
We got Billy Ward here, Death by Stereo. You miss sucker. all is well.
Billy, it's great to have you. And we also are joined by G. Tom Mack. How you doing, G?
Live. Hey there, Chris, and all of you out there. In case you don't know who I am, I wrote Cry Little Sister, the theme song from The Lost Boys.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. It's great being here at Spooky Empire. It's a great way to meet people and see our fans, you know?
Definitely. I would have to say that, you know, The Lost Boys is a cult classic. It's a movie that has stood up for the time, even so much as that they tried to make a sequel and it just wasn't nearly as good as the original would be. And normally, I don't think even trying to bring Corey Feldman in on it, it still was horrible. And it would never compare to the original Lost Boys. What was the filming experience like for you guys?
Well, it was amazing because they took us to Santa Cruz and they took over a whole hotel, like 500 rooms where the offices for Warner Brothers were there. And you had the boardwalk with the Ferris wheel and the backdrop. And it was a funky little city. It was just like that. There was runaway kids with long hair and dreads. And, you know, it was like, and it gave you it was just a built-in great backdrop for what we did there. And it was just, we didn't know we were going to make a cult classic. We had a gig and we were having fun. It was the 80s. Yeah, right, Billy?
Yeah, we've been best friends ever since the movie. Brooke and I have stayed close over the years. And, you know, that time up in Santa Cruz was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience on a movie to to have such a great cast and a great director, Joel Schumacher, and just the memories on the beach and, you know, being brought to the set every night, even when we weren't working. Joel wanted us around. He wanted our vibe around. And,
we worked nights.
We worked nights, rode bikes. And
we were living like vampires.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Taping the windows.
Taping the windows shut during the day.
Yeah. And it was a great, great time.
Yeah, we did.
So, yeah, so you had to actually become vampires. And really, you know, because you're taping at night, you really, it helps to become more into the character. And like you were saying with the city, it really helps with the setting. I was talking to Kevin Sorbo a while back, and I was talking about some of his older movies where he taped in Prague and how that city, the old architecture, how it kind of makes that movie. And with The Lost Boys being filmed in Santa Cruz and it just being like that, you know, homeless kids on the street, it showed that dark, dirty side of the beautiful West Coast. And it really went to, you know, show, okay, yeah, there's this beautiful thing, you know, I think the beginning of the movie when they're driving in, you see the beautiful sign, you know, welcome to Santa Cruz, and then they drive past it, and on the back, murder capital of the world, you know, all the, you know, missing people. And that was a good kind of like, scenario set up to really explain where they're at and what they're getting themselves into. It looks kosher on, you know, paper, but when they get into it, it's really dark and evil. And that, I think that was one of the things that really went through to make The Lost Boys just an epic movie.
Sense, an artistic sense of style. He came up, I guess, dressing windows in New York City in the fashion world, and he had that element of fashion.
He was a set designer.
And set designer, and he really had a, you know, an aesthetic sense for the movie, and hired Michael Chapman, who's a cinematographer who had done Raging Bull and a couple other big movies. So he really had great talent all around. I mean, D. Neal was the makeup artist who went on to win a couple of Oscars. And, you know, going back to the sleep all day, party all night, I mean, they wouldn't allow us to get any sun in the day because, you know, they wanted us
to keep
us pale. But, yeah. It was, of course, interesting just in the sense that when I being a songwriter, I got a script, so I had no idea. I knew they were shooting in Santa Cruz, and I'd been along the west coast of California, and I thought all the things that you just mentioned earlier, Chris, about how it all those little signs, murder capital of the world, and also let's not forget the little milk carton that you see with Laddie on it. All those things that she was touched on pop culture in the best way about our, you know, our times, our sort of dark times that was the beginning of that dark times that we're now in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it goes a long way. It's those little things, the little details that go to solidify and really drive home the point. And it's like you have to watch it a couple times to see it all. Like you said, the Laddie on the milk carton. I did not notice that until probably the 10th or the 15th time I've seen that movie.
Jim Morrison in the cave, you know,
set
the tone a little bit.
Yeah. Jim Morrison, you know, you have to have Jim Morrison in a rock and roll vampire movie because Jim Morrison was a living rock and roll vampire. Now, on the set, obviously you guys had a great time living it up as vampires and doing all this. Is there some kind of, like, really crazy off-the-wall Kiefer Sutherland story? Because I know the guy is kind of crazy, and, I mean, well, everybody knows he's kind of crazy.
No, I love Kiefer. No? No, okay, never mind.
Is that bad?
We just received a verbal restraining order not to say anything at this point.
Kiefer wasn't that wild at that point. Like, he didn't, like, no one, he was. Yeah, he crashed his motor, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
all
right. We got a giant red goblin coming to the table.
I do want to say one thing. He said when Joel Schumacher called me after I had delivered the song, Cry Little Sister, having just read the script, and he was, you know, enamored with the song, and he said, listen, I've got a cast that's just so mind-blowingly good. They look great. The vampire guys are amazing. And he went on, and he was just so, it was like he just was in the best candy store of actors that he'd ever been in, you know, of young actors. And I knew about Kiefer at that point, and obviously a little bit about Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. But the interesting thing was when I saw the film in its entirety after we sunk the music into it and everything, I was just astonished about the look of Billy and Brooke and all the other guys as well. But there was just this style, as Brooke said earlier, that was implemented in that movie that was just really timeless, you know. And it's great hanging with these guys, and we do have our stories, some we can't talk about.
Susan Becker, I think was her name, was the stylist, the costume designer, and Joel gave her a little budget and took us all out on the Melrose Avenue and let us pick out the clothes that we wanted to wear, and we each found our own sort of look, and it all worked well as a group, and it was pretty cool, and it was a fashion statement in a way. I mean, I heard that Trent Reznor really loved the movie and really topped a little bit from that movie, his vibe, a little bit. That's what I heard from someone.
But Marilyn Manson, too, was a big fan, right, G?
Well, I have to say that The Lost, it's not just a film that is going to affect crazy people. I mean, it opens up in such a way that it is going to affect you musically, the way you think about things. It is just, it touches on so much. And even though it's wrapped up into a horror film, it was just so epic and so well written that, you know, it's going to inspire you to, you know, to touch your darker side and, you know, want to go out and be wild and be that vampire and see that dark side and influence you musically. Now, I know, Brooke, you're in a band, are you not? You're playing.
I play music all my life. I'm a drummer.
But we
tonight, actually, that's right. John Mack live at this event.
G and I do this unplugged show, kind of a Lost Boys storyteller jam. It's called Real Vampires Don't Glitter Tour.
You know, since Twilight has come out, you have said that the real vampires do not glitter, and that is just the perfect name for the tour.
And we do an unplugged thing, so G plays guitar and sings, and I play percussion, drums, and djembe and stuff like that.
Lovely.
And we rock the house.
You got to play the drums, Bobby. The drums is an emotional tool. It's to get all that rage and aggression out as hard as you can.
Yeah.
And, you have to. You have to get that rage out. I know I have a metal pipe at home whenever I get, you know, really upset with the missus. I can't hit her. I go out to the garage and I just wail on that metal pipe for about 10 minutes, get all that aggression out, and I'm good to go.
And you'll feel a lot better. I want to say you're better than hitting the wife, mate. Anyway, Brooke, by the way, I didn't know Brooke or Billy back in the day, but Brooke, much to my surprise, when we did meet a few years back, I discovered this incredible musician. The other night we were just kicking around some new ideas for covers to do on our show, and we were just jamming a bit in the room, and I turned to him and I said, you know what, man, I play with a lot of musicians, but I would never, your timing, your ability to just be such an amazing drummer, percussion, I just said, it's incredible. I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but what a talent. He's a very talented guy, as is Billy, you know. But it was on a musical side of things, this guy is like beyond the bomb, you know. So it's beyond the bomb. I've never said that before.
He's creating his own catchphrases here on that sci-fi show. G. Tom Mack, beyond the bomb. We'll have to put that on the Facebook and the Twitter. All right, guys, you know, you're playing tonight. We'll go ahead and tell everybody where you're going to be at tonight so they can come out and see you live at Spooky Empire's Ultimate Horror Weekend.
Yeah, well, they have a big pool bash back at the East Pool, and so we're going to be playing out amongst the stars at the pool with a couple thousand people. We're also jamming the VIP room tonight from 8 to 10, and then at the pool from, like, 11 to 1, something like that. So we'll be out there rocking it, Billy.
And we'll be here tomorrow signing and meeting the fans as well at the Wyndham Hotel. Is that where we're at?
Yeah, and everybody's been great. It's been a great show. Spooky Empire rocks, and the fans here are wonderful, and just happy to be here.
Spooky Empire does rock. It's my first time coming to this. It's great. So, yeah, man, thanks for having us on, Chris.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining me, and you can check them out in the main signing room here at Spooky Empire's Ultimate Horror Weekend as we wrap up this segment of That Sci-Fi Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you can't actually check them out now because obviously Spooky Empire is not going on right now. This was a taped interview, but who knows? They might be back next year, and it was they had one of the biggest lines. For all the people that are there, I mean, I think them and Cassandra Peterson, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, had the two longest lines, except for, of course, Robert Englund, who was the guest of honor there, who we didn't get a chance to talk to, but we will get him on the show very shortly. We have talked to his people, and there's a new movie coming out with him and Joey Fatone, actually, and we got to see a preview, kind of, not a trailer. I mean, this was just a rough cut, you know, about a couple minutes of the new film Incubus, starring Joey Fatone and Robert Englund. And I got to say, you know, I'm not a big Joey Fatone fan. In fact, I'm not ashamed to admit that I called him the fat one many, many occasions. But I have to say that after watching this clip and watching the movie, you know, getting to see some of it, I'm really excited to see Incubus. I think it's going to be a really dark, gritty, very old-school kind of horror feel. It's going to be really, really nice. And my shock collar is going off right now because I've forgotten to mention twice now. But we're throwing on a concert. That's right. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network is throwing on with Rockers in Recovery. We're doing a big concert February 12th at the Seaside Inn down in Pompano Beach. I'm going to be there. Sci-Fi Amy's going to be there. We got Johnny B and the Road Dogs is going to play. Rhetoric, Thrown Alive, Keep Coming Back. And, of course, Ricky Bird of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts is going to be down there, and I'm super excited. I've talked to him many times on the phone. We've had him on Rockers in Recovery, and I've never gotten a chance to meet him. Unfortunately, the two concerts that, you know, we've been to with Rockers in Recovery, with the 12-Step Music Fest, I was the guy in the studio running the boards. Well, this time I'm giving that up to Joey, letting him stay here so that I can go out and meet all you people. So if you want to come meet me and Sci-Fi Amy, February 12th, we'll be at the Seaside Inn in Pompano Beach. That's 311 Briney Avenue, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33062, February 12th, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. We got lots of bands, and I've been told that there are more bands slated to be on the schedule, so it's going to be really cool to see what happens when John gets back, and we'll give us the full breakdown on that. So we're going to go ahead and jump to a quick break right now. When we get back, we're going to talk to Richard Hatch, Captain Apollo. Great interview I did with him at DragonCon 2010. We'll see you in a couple minutes, guys.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rocking celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Grown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach.
For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
Back with a little surf track. And nothing like mixing surfing and Star Trek. It's an age-old pastime. I'm Chris West. This is That Sci-Fi Show. And be sure to check out our internet partners, intherooms.com and mysilverscene.com, as well as all our wonderful sponsors, Soundpillow, The Seaside Inn, G&G Holistic, All Florida Bail Bonds. And who else we got today? We got, oh, that's right, Beckert and Associates. Yes, Mr. Beckert and the Bail Bonds. I'm always prepared in case I do something stupid, which I do a lot of stupid things, let's be honest. I'm a sci-fi geek, and I have access to a radio show. I'm entitled to do stupid things. So we're going to go ahead and get on to our Richard Hatch interview. Before I do that, I just actually looked up something on Blaster.com. It's the most downloaded shows, and downloaded in the sense that they were not paid for. Of 2010, and the official list is up, and I'm actually kind of disappointed. I thought Doctor Who would be on the top of the list. It's not even there. But replacing last year, Dexter. Dexter was the number one, you know, most downloaded show of last year, is Lost in Heroes. Now, Lost, I have never seen an episode, and I'm never going to see an episode. I avoided that, you know, hell like no tomorrow. So, and Heroes, I loved the show, and I was quite disappointed to see it kind of end. And the last season, I think season 5, was kind of dragging anyway. You know, kind of went that whole circus route and didn't really do what I thought it was going to do and got canceled. So we're going to go ahead and get on to Richard Hatch, and we're going to see you next hour, and we'll be back with more of That Sci-Fi Show.
And this is Chris West reporting live from DragonCon 2010, and I have the privilege and pleasure to speak to Richard Hatchett. You were the original Apollo, Hatchett. The original Apollo on Battlestar.
You know, kids in my schoolyard in the fourth grade, you know, it's just Hatchett face.
Down the hatch. No, that's
down the hatch.
Getting hatched. Wow, you have, yeah, that is interesting. You have a lot of...
Everybody made fun of everybody, didn't they?
This is true. I mean, that's the whole point of school, is we learn how to...
What's your last name?
West.
West, see? You going west, young man?
Yep.
Go west!
Yeah. It's always interesting. You know, kids today, even when we were growing up, kids always think you'd give that tough skin. And it gives you the ability to deal with people as you grow up and, you know, not let people get under your skin as easily.
It's unfortunate, but we actually just have to kind of peel back all the, you know, layers and all the protections, because you can't be an actor, if, you know, if you got a tough skin. I mean, you got to be able to connect to material, and so we have to go into, that's why we go into therapy. That's why actors drink a lot, self-medicate a lot, because, you know, we feel the pain.
Of the character. I mean, really.
You have to find your own pain sometimes to find the pain in the character. So you have to be willing to go into those deep, dark little places that most people will spend a lot of money avoiding. You know
pharmaceutical help and.
Of course.
Especially, yeah.
Thank God for pharmaceutical help. No, but I would say thank God that there's alcohol in the world.
Alcohol is proof that God loves us. Well, at least that's what Benjamin Franklin said.
Well, don't you agree that, I mean, alcohol, obviously, you know. Too much of anything is not a good thing. And obviously, if you're an alcoholic or you get a chemical change and it causes some weird, strange thing. But you know something? Most people, most of us, are so tight. You know, we're pressured, we're tight, we're frustrated. And after, you know, a glass of wine or a beer or something like this, people relax a little bit, and people that never talk all of a sudden start talking. So, I mean, honestly, you know, again, I mean, I'm so happy that, you know, there is alcohol in the world. I'm not one for medical drugs and all that kind of stuff, because I think that it does some pretty weird stuff to you, and obviously too much alcohol can screw you up too.
Yeah, too much of anything is...
But nothing like a couple of shots of good tequila, that's what I have to say.
Nothing like, you know, trying to make that worm go down your belly.
Yeah. Well, I don't drink the worm.
Well, so in the radio world...
You enjoy that? Cool.
In the radio world, it's not much as enjoyment as co-host and other people you work with forcing it down your throat because you have to
earn. Is that what happened?
Earn, yes.
School days, okay.
Yes, they made me drink.
You know, besides being an actor, I'm a psychologist, I'm a mentor, I'm a life coach. So if you need a little help, middle of the night, you're having nightmares, something comes up, you have a recall, you relive the horror, feel free to call me.
I have a new sponsor now.
Okay.
Richard Hatch is now my sponsor.
Okay. You didn't say Hatchet. You got claws. I could feel it. Just under your tongue. You wanted to go, Richard Hatch.
This is true. It probably will be about 3 weeks from now, and I'll go, oh, it was great, Richard Hatch. It was awesome on the show, and then I'll slap myself. Now, what you were just saying about becoming an actor, you have to really dive into the emotion of certain roles. Now, has there been a role that you've done that you really dived into and it's your stamp? This is my character. This is the thing that I've done. I mean, you've been everywhere. You've done Dynasty, T.J. Hooker, you know, Captain Apollo on Battlestar Galactica, all these shows. What is your stamp?
I know what you're talking about. There are people that have come up with signature roles. You know, I think... I mean, God, we can think of a whole bunch of them. Mary Tyler Moore. You know, there's people who have created a role that has been memorialized, and everybody remembers that person. That, in fact, they remember the role, the character, more than the actress, right?
Yeah.
You somehow created this. Fonzie is a good one, you know.
Yeah.
Henry Winkler. I mean, I think that was like a major accomplishment at the same time. You know, how do you ever go out and do anything else? Because you're so identified with that character that it's very hard for people to accept you in other roles, you know?
You get typecasted.
Yeah, typecast. So I don't know if I've ever created a signature role. I mean, people might say that with Apollo, but I don't think... I mean, Battlestar wasn't on that long, although a lot of people remember the show very fondly, and obviously it had a major impact, but... I don't think of Captain Apollo as my signature role. I loved Apollo. I loved Battlestar. I don't feel that I found that show, that character, that would be like my Fonzie, my Mary Tyler Moore character, my Cheers, Ted Danson character, whatever it happened to be.
Yeah.
That iconic kind of thing that I feel like that was my creation. I created this incredible character, and obviously creating any character is a collaboration, you know, between you, the writers, the directors, and all of that stuff. But I don't feel like I've created a number of interesting characters, but and I'm very much a character actor, much more than what I call a leading man actor, but I don't feel like I've created that kind of a signature character. But the closest to it, obviously, would be Captain Apollo, because that's the one I'm most remembered for.
Okay. You know? Now, obviously, through years of acting, you get in these situations where you're doing a project and then something comes along and it's something you think, okay, yeah, I'd really like to do that, but I'm committed to this right now and it's just a lost opportunity. What is in your lifetime, what was that lost opportunity? If you could go back in time, change everything up and take it, roll and see how everything went different.
Well, there are some roles that I turned down. But most of the time, I turned down roles that didn't necessarily become anything big, but I do think that had I said yes, it would have opened the door to a lot more stuff. I said no a lot after Battlestar Galactica. I was so disenfranchised, I was so disenchanted with the industry, you know, with acting, with the whole thing. I was just frustrated. So I wanted to do something meaningful. I wanted to do something that resonated with me, and so I said no a lot. And I ended up, I think, closing down the door and closing down opportunities and really put myself out into the abyss, you know, the proverbial desert and kind of had to find my way back. And that was, I guess, my destiny, my path, my growing cycle, learning cycle. And, And obviously, life is about a lot more than making it or being famous or making lots of money. You know, it's about each one of us kind of walking this world and discovering what we're made out of and what we're capable of and finding out where we belong and where home is and what makes us happy and finding meaning in the world. So I think I've been on that journey my whole life. So
that's a good journey to be on.
I'm still on that journey.
Well, Lee, I'm glad you're still on that journey. I mean, when that journey ends, you're no longer here.
Right.
And I always say, you know, on our network, we have a little saying that we like to kick around the office, any day above dirt is a good day.
Okay. You live with that, okay?
I'll try to.
I have a little higher expectations.
Well, I'm in radio. I'm in dirt. So you get lucky. You're the actor. You're the pretty guy. I'm, you know, the face of radio.
The pretty guy. Oh, here we go. The pretty guy. No, no, no. I was the pretty guy 50 years ago, although I never realized I was the pretty guy. But I look back, and I fall in love with myself all the time. I look at myself at 21, 22. I said, God, Richard, you're so pretty. Why didn't you go out there and get laid more? Why didn't you go after all those girls that you were, you know, in love with but terrified to even say hello to? Why? No, it's I think you know, listen, it's kind of nice to grow into yourself and realize that, you know, whether you're 6'6" tall, you know, ripped abs or whatever you think your idea of perfection is, but all that stuff, honestly, it's so a little part of the equation. The really big part is when you come home and get comfortable being yourself, you know, and feel a sense of self-worth and feeling valuable in the world and feeling this deeper sense of peace with yourself and the universe. And I never had that. So I certainly have more of it now. So, you know, as the prettiness goes, and in my case, long ago, but you get to a point where you begin to value the important things. And, you know, your sense of humanity and the connecting to other people and sharing and good conversation, good food, good conversation, and co-creating something together with people that you respect. There's things that really become the meat, the nectar of life, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned just briefly, you know, you got disenfranchised or disenchanted with acting for a while, and you wanted to break off and do something else and really make your mark. Did you do something? Is there a project out there that you're still working on and doing on the side beyond acting?
I'm doing lots of different things right now. I mean, first of all, I teach and lecture all over the country. I get invited to colleges, universities. I've spoken to businesses. I've done four-day boot camps to help people, inspire people. I feel that we all have something to teach and to share from the journey that we're on, right? So we all, in a sense, become teachers. But mine became more official as I basically took some steps to go out there and find a way to inspire people, to uplift people. I get a great joy out of seeing how to helping somebody to realize their full potential. I mean, I've always been one of those people that loves every movie, you know, like The Karate Kid or whatever it happens to be, where you get to see, you know, somebody achieve their full potential and break through that barrier or wall that's holding them back. And that's a journey for all of us. We all feel like we got something, and yet we can't quite connect to it, or we can't get it out there, or we don't feel appreciated, or we don't feel like we're doing what we really were meant to do. And I realized that in my journey, I've had to face every one of those deep fears and insecurities and terrors and anxieties. And so as I've kind of taken this path, I've gone through every form of therapy, I've gone through every philosophy, I've studied every religion, trying to find, you know, a way through the abyss. Through the chaos, and I think nothing gives me greater joy than to really help people to find that connection to themselves and to find out that, I mean, what I've found out in my years here in the world is that no matter what you do or haven't done, no matter how many mistakes you've made, no matter how many times you've screwed up or fallen down, that we are valuable, we are worthwhile, we are somebody. We deserve to be here, and we all have gifts to share with the world. And I get a great joy out of helping people to find out who they are and to help them connect to that. You can't do it for them. You can't save people, which I used to try to do. I had many, many friends, you know, but that never works. The key is to inspire people, to give honest feedback, to give support, you know, to help people to find that place inside of themselves where they begin to realize that they're valuable. And I hate to say it, you know, like Thoreau says, most men and women live lives of quiet desperation. They never really realize their full potential, and they never realize that they're important.
This is,
and they count.
This is very true. I mean, people nowadays, they don't think very highly of themselves. You have, well, at least in my generation, was the MTV generation. And if you didn't look like the actors or music video people, you know, on MTV, you weren't popular. If you didn't dress the way they dressed, we don't have the originality anymore. It's everybody wants to look and be the same. And, I mean, that's the great thing about these cons is it's all about individuality.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it seems like today you're walking down the movie Stepford Wives, I guess?
Yes.
Insecurity and fear that we're not enough. And I've seen beautiful women who feel like they're not beautiful enough. They're never smart enough, they're never beautiful enough, they never have big enough boobs, their lips are never big enough, their this is not big enough, that's not big enough. It's an ongoing process that is bred out of deep insecurity. Men have it, women have it, but the plastic surgery industry has made billions of dollars off of fear. And, you know, listen, I'm not putting down anybody's choices, but you know, so many people that I know that are absolutely lovely, gorgeous, amazing human being, who there's no horrible disfigurement or something like this, you know, and yet they have a need to enhance because they don't feel they're enough. And I've seen girls with little cute little bodies that their breasts can't be big enough, you know. And the thought is, what is this thing that is, you know, it's going to be bigger, better, you know.
Well, I think that's the American way of life, is bigger and better.
Well, look at Meg Ryan. I mean, cutie. And the minute these women start getting these lip jobs, in most cases, it looks horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't, where in the world did somebody say that everybody's got to have big, full bubble lips like Angelina Jolie? You know, I don't, look, Angelina Jolie is beautiful. She's gorgeous. And the lips on her, absolutely lovely.
Because they're natural.
Those lips on other people don't fit.
No, and it doesn't look right.
And it's not even a turn on.
No.
And you know something? I'm not interested. I mean, to each their own. But I mean, you know, I thought Meg Ryan was as cute as could be, you know. And why did she need to change her lips? I mean, yeah, age maybe does certain little things, subtle things, but more than anything, they're so subtle in the most part that most people don't know it. Only the person who's looking in the mirror and being self-critical feels like, oh, my God, I got a little line here. I got a little this there. You know, and they feel they got to fix that. But people, I mean, I'm looking at all these women, especially if you go places where there's a lot of women together, maybe who have a little more well-to-do, so they have the money, and they all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
The same lip jobs, facelifts, and stuff like this.
Oh, yeah. We're from the South Florida area, so we're very common in the high plastic surgery. They have a giant plastic surgery outlet center in South Florida where it's walk in and out. And it's absolutely terrible that these women, and not just women, men too. I mean, they've got men going in there for pec implants, you know, butt implants.
Right.
And it's just like people nowadays don't take the time to just say, hey, I'm good enough.
Well, first of all, it's like weight loss. Look, if you're overweight, you need to lose weight for health reasons. But that doesn't mean you got to have ripped abs or you got to be, you know, tightness. It's all relative. It just means getting healthy, then your body finds its natural weight, and some people are bigger bone, and some people are going to never be that thin. But, you know, it's really making peace with yourself, because if you're not at peace with yourself here, I swear, no matter how ripped your abs are, no matter how big your muscles are, no matter how big your boobs are, your lips or this or that, it's never enough. And I feel sad, because really it's coming out of this deep place of not feeling that worthwhile, valuable, appreciated. And so until you deal with that, and ultimately I think everybody that goes out there and tries to fix themselves, you know, and I'm not saying that little plastic surgery here and there might not help somebody in some cases, right, in some ways. Listen, there might come a point where that can be, if it's done in moderation and it's done right, then it can be effective. But,
well, in the case like of a deformity or the cleft mouth or something like that.
Yeah. I just think that the trouble is most of it really is driven by deep, deep fears and insecurities. And no amount of surgery is ever going to secure it. How do I know? Because I didn't do surgery, but, you know, thinking, oh, my God, if I achieve more, if I make more money, if I do more of this, if I do more of that, if I become the best, if I'm the fastest, I jump higher, I you know, it was always a competitive thing of trying to prove myself, right? And I realized that no matter how many times I accomplished anything, no matter how many times I won, no matter how many times I proved myself, it was never enough. And it's like the person who never gets enough money. Money is great, but when you have a deep insecurity driving it, no amount of money is ever going to serve and satisfy you. So ultimately, you got to go to that place inside, and I do a lot of that work, and I couple it with life skills and reminding people, because they never got that support, maybe growing up, because their parents were wounded, and they never got that support. And sometimes we pass along our dysfunction to you know what I mean, to generations that come behind us.
Yeah, it's just like any other family trait, like alcoholism or something like that, where it just gets passed on from generation to generation.
Yeah.
And it's simply because it's just a vicious cycle, and it really is.
Yeah. So, or just think, I love... Sometimes you'll sit there with a perfectly lovely human being, and you know, you'll say a kind thing or a nice thing to them, and they go, "Oh, you know, they're looking at you like this, like they don't believe it, right?" And I'm not lying. I'm sitting there, and you're talking to an intelligent, aware, lovely human being, and you say that to them, and they want to push it away because they don't feel that way about themselves. So the trouble is, until you begin to be willing or find the courage to face yourself. Stop running away. Stop trying to prove yourself and stop trying to camouflage and fix and overcome. When you get honest with yourself and get real, that's the beginning point of really making quantum core changes that shifts your whole relationship to yourself, to the world, and then you begin to, I think, come online and become visible in the world. You begin to find people, relationships, friendships, and work that is going to resonate and be supportive of you, rather than being in an environment where you don't feel loved, valuable, appreciated, you know, where you feel expendable.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. But for me, the journey in show business has been very much a spiritual journey for me, of discovery, of awakening, of healing. I found art as a healing modality. And the icing, obviously, was making money, succeeding, and obviously getting to play some wonderful roles. But the deeper part of it is, even if I wasn't famous, even if I didn't make a lot of money, this whole process has been just like writing a book for yourself. Art is first and foremost for you, and then it's for sharing it with those that you care about and love. And then, who knows, sometimes the art and the work and what's coming from you reaches a larger audience. But, you know, if it never reached anybody but you, it's worthwhile.
It is worthwhile, but it's also nice, especially here at these conventions, where you get to actually, you're on the reverse, you know, it's double-sided, and it really is, whereas for the fans, they get to see their favorite actors, but for the actors, they get to see how much the fans really love and appreciate them for their art and for the talent, for everything that they've put out in the world.
Right. No, you're right. I think one of the reasons why, you know, actors come, they might say, "Well, I'm coming to pay my bills, and I'm getting, because I'm getting paid, and I really don't want to be here." And they don't kind of complain and do all this kind of stuff. But you know, down deep, what Sally Field said was, you know, when she was having the Academy Awards, that made everybody so uncomfortable. As you made that honest statement, "You love me, you really, really love me," you know, and you know, probably that moniker. I mean, honestly, we all, most of us, do not feel loved or appreciated enough. Okay, I hate to say it, and when you have that deep core abyss, wound, whatever you want to call it, you can never hear it enough.
Well, some would argue that to be a great artist, you have to have anguish. You have to be able to feel that pain in order to see the beauty.
I think it's true.
I mean, the old saying, you stare through the black long enough, the black starts to stare through you can happen.
Yeah.
But if you stare into that black and you realize it's not really black, it's just different shades of blue.
Right.
And you got to find, you know, that color that works for you. It really is, in the situation in the new world, you have to become comfortable with yourself, accept yourself for who you are, and move on. And all your problems, they'll still be there, but they won't be as bad, and they won't be this giant mountain. They'll now be a molehill that, let's conquer.
Where do we find your tapes? Where can I buy your video? And
you can find me on thatscifishow.com. But where can we find you?
You sound a pretty knowledgeable guy yourself.
I try. I've been around. I was a touring musician for a while, so I got to travel around and meet a lot of interesting people. And being a radio personality, I found that it's not about how much you talk, it's about how much you listen.
Right.
So For those out there that, you know, are listening to you, and we're getting the wrap-it-up signal here from our beautiful co-host, Amy, a person that we actually doesn't believe she's, you know, as beautiful as she really is. We can't get her to dress up in costume, and she thinks that she's not as beautiful as the young girls out there.
With a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
Anyway, real quick, you can go over to I host Cruises, RichardHatchCruise.com. I do all my workshops, seminars, one-on-one life coaching sessions. Go to RichardHatchCruise.com. you can go to WhoTheFrack.com to watch this new reality show we're putting together. You'll be able to see excerpts of my little gang of friends and cohorts struggling to survive in this business, the ups and downs of it. I'm going to appear in this episode of The Hunted, which is an online web series that Derek Conley is producing, directing, and also starring in. We're going to do some excerpts here. We're going to film here, which should be fun. I have a movie, Dead by Friday, that I just finished, a mafia film that we just filmed about 5 months ago. And I'm going to work with the same people again to put some other movie projects together as well. And I have one great film we're working on, like Galaxy Quest, called The Protectors.
Oh, well, okay.
It deals with me, reunites me and Dirk Benedict. It's the story of these two fans who are in search of their heroes.
Ah.
It's very, very funny, but it's also a story of redemption, a story of what can happen to actors and the ups and downs of this crazy business. So there's lots going on, and you can also go over to BattlestarGalactica.com. And ultimately, when my new website gets up there, RichardHatch.com, you'll be able to see all the areas of my life, teaching, lecturing, speaking, author, actor, director, producer, and learn about all those things that I do.
Well, Richard,
my Facebook page. Go to my Facebook
page. Of course,
page.
Facebook. What about Twitter? Twitter?
Not on Twitter.
Yeah, thank God. Me neither.
How many places can you be on?
I hate Twitter. If I could destroy Twitter, I would.
Really?
Yes. I don't need to know what everybody's thinking every 5 minutes.
I know.
It's like being psychic and wanting to shoot yourself. Well, Richard, it has been a privilege and a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for joining us on That Sci-Fi Show live from DragonCon 2010.
Thank you very much. So say we all.
WWNA, Pompano Beach. It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Road Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
really love to play all 8 minutes and 11 seconds of this song, but it just kills up too much of my interview time, so I'm not going to. And, you know, as much as I do love U2, I mean, such a great band. Not so much their recent stuff, but, you know, the classic U2 is always good for me, especially New Year's Day, seeing it as it is New Year's Day, and we just like to say Happy New Year from That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And be sure to check out our websites, thatscifishow.com and holisticlifestylesradio.com, as well as our internet partners, mysoberscene.com and vacancylove.com and intherooms.com. We got so many websites we're on. I mean, there's actually over 200 websites through the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network that we're connected to. So if I were to try to sit here, I'd probably fill up 2 hours trying to remember and say them all. But I'm not going to, because this is my show, and I like talking about sci-fi things. That's why it's That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And I'm looking over here on Blaster.com, and I'm looking at the 4 films that failed to live up to the blockbuster Comic-Con buzz. And I really don't agree with any of them. So far, there's Tron Legacy, and I'm guessing this is all block how much it made at the box office versus how good the actual movie was. Tron Legacy, as at the top of the list, only made $88 million so far. You know what? It's Tron. It's an awesome movie. Go see it. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. All right, if you haven't seen Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, this is a great movie. It's one of the only movies that I can actually sit through probably 10, 15 times in a row. Such a really great movie. It only booked $32 million at the box office, which is really surprising because it was such a great movie. And, of course, Kick-Ass only made $48 million. And Kick-Ass, you know, other than the fact that he got the girl, and those of you that read the comic know he did not get the girl at the very end of the movie or in the movie at all or in the book. He never got the girl, and they kind of always made fun, you know, him as the, you know, quote-unquote, he's the possibly gay guy because he was found, you know, in an alley with no clothes on, beaten and stepped. So, and then at the very bottom of the list, you know, there's Watchmen. Now, Watchmen had $108 million. How you can say that that didn't live up to the buzz, I don't know, because that was such an epic movie. I guess that people thought it was going to be more like Justice League or the Avengers, you know, kind of action-y when it was more of a political drama wrapped around superheroes. But I think it was a very well-done movie, and I enjoyed watching it. But then there's Avatar, which made lots of movie, lots of moolah, lots of cash, and it was just a, I don't know, it's still, I have not seen Avatar, and I'm debating, as people keep telling me to just give it up and watch it, I think I'm just going to hold firm and say no. No Avatar for me. There's only one Avatar, and he's the last airbender. So we're going to go ahead and get on back to it. We got one of my favorite interviews, you know, a childhood icon as myself. I grew up watching the Beastmaster movies and watching V and V the Final Battle, you know, on TV. It was, you know, one of the series that really locked in my love for sci-fi and fantasy. So I got Mark Singer. I did an interview with him at Dragon Con 2010, and it was just a great interview. I get a lot of requests for this one all the time. So we're going to go ahead and dive into that one, and we'll be right back with more of That Sci-Fi Show.
Hey, and this is Chris West reporting live from Dragon Con 2010, and I have the privilege and pleasure to speak to Mark Singer, Mike Donovan from V. Mike, how you doing?
Very well. Thanks, Chris. Nice to be here.
Oh, thank you for joining us on the show. Now, everybody knows you, obviously, as either Dar from The Beastmaster or as Mike Donovan from V. And a lot of people get typecast into these characters. Now, do you feel that you got typecast and that it's kind of blocked your career, or has it helped your career?
No, you know, I think the old conundrum about whether or not you're being typecast is sort of old news now. You work a lifetime to be identified, and if people identify you in a certain type of role or a certain role itself, that's actually a great compliment, and it also is in its own way a hallmark of how much work you've put into becoming recognizable and also more than identifiable, somebody that people can actually relate to and feel that person is also relating to them.
Yeah, this is very true. This is actually the first time I've actually had an actor give me that. Usually it's, I never want to be typecast. I want to just keep doing things. But that is actually a very unique view on it. Now,
well, I think that partly comes from an actor's early experience, because most actors have an early experience of stage work. And on stage, if you're young and if you're trying to build a career, maybe on film too, the idea is versatility. I can play that role. Oh, yeah, and I can play that role, and I can play that role too. And so after a while, as you become better and better known, then you become better and better known for the traits and the mannerisms and the sort of the ethics that you are most comfortable portraying. And I think that's why versatility is something that we begin to believe is the hallmark of what's going to keep us flexible as actors, and it isn't always the case.
This is very true. I mean, you speak of flexibility, and of course, you started off as, you know, Dar, the barbarian, you know, in the, you know, medieval whatever time period, talking to animals, the Beastmaster, and then you skip into modern 1980,
right,
and you're taking on aliens.
Well, actually, in fact, I started even earlier than that. Because I started out on the stage as a Shakespearean actor, so really I started out in the 16th century,
and then even before then,
right? Exactly, and so Dar, and then Mike Donovan, those were roles that came a little further down that developmental line, and it takes a kind of focus and a kind of training to be able to successfully play or portray the hero type or the heroic type. It takes a kind of a minimalist refinement that takes a few years to perfect.
Now, with most actors, they always get in that good guy role. They always say, "I want to play a bad guy." Has a bad guy role come out, or is there a bad guy role out there that you think, you know, that's me, I can do that, and I want to be that character?
I don't know. I think bad guy roles are most satisfying in Shakespeare because they're the most nuanced, I find. I don't have a particular yen to play bad guys on screen. In the modern context, bad guys on screen are very often so vicious and unredeemable as to be almost like monster caricatures. And the thing that I like to play, if I'm going to play a bad guy, the thing I like to play about the bad guy is the lost quality that person doesn't have, that coldness in their spirit or their personality that is lacking. And I like to put into them the idea that they know something is lacking and that it worries them. And then it makes them a little more fun to play and almost humorous in their own way.
Yeah, a little humorous and adds a little bit of a human touch to them. You know, they're just another guy, you know,
that's right,
dealing with his problems in his own unique way.
Right, his own unique and often terrible and terrifying, yeah.
Terrible, terrifying, and horrifying. Yeah. Very good. Now, obviously you've got these great roles. You've had them. Has there ever been a role that's popped up you really wanted and didn't get a chance to do?
Well, that's a nice way of asking that question. I like that. And a lot of the times people say, phrase that question as, are there any roles you've ever turned down that you wish you hadn't turned down? And that's an unanswerable role for an actor because if there is such a role, that makes the person who played the role feel suddenly like, oh, well, so you think you could do it better. Or they feel, gee, I thought I was the first choice. Now I don't think so much of myself for that reason. But what you're asking is there a role that I wish I could have played that I didn't play? And I would have to say no, not really. I haven't seen anything. I can tell you the role that I would like to play next is the role that is always in transition, and that is the role that most closely approximates me in my own character, my own spirit, my own attitude. And since I'm always in development, as we all are, every human being is, that role is always just down the road. And that's a kind of a nice thing to shoot for. And I think it's good for all of us to keep shooting for that role in all of our lives that are just down the road.
I think that is the most creative and inspirational answer I have gotten to that question yet.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad.
Oh, thank you. Now, obviously, you know, like we said, you've been known to do these characters.
And there's no role that you can't do.
Oh, thanks.
But has there been a role that's come up where it's just been so ridiculous, so out of the league, where it's like, really, you really want me to do this? Come on. Have you had one of those come on moments?
I did. Early in my career, I was asked to play in Caesar and Cleopatra by George Bernard Shaw. And I was a young actor, and I was asked to play Cleopatra's waiting maid, Fatata Tita, who is a large Amazonian warrior type. And in fact, part of my contract for the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco that I was working for at the time, part of my contract was that I had to accept that role as well. So I would say that's the role that I had the most trouble with as a young man playing Patata Tita, and it was fun, but I had to wrestle with it.
Now, when you're on the sets, obviously everybody's got a good, you know, crazy story behind the scenes, never been heard from before. You got one of those stories for us?
Oh, I don't know. I probably do. I don't know if anybody's never heard it before. I do know that that the lion that I was working with in one of the three Beastmaster films that I made, the lion who was standing about, I guess, 35 yards away from me, somehow got it into his head, got the notion into his head that I was standing on his dinner plate, and he turned around, and all the cast and crew and all the animal handlers had to be far, far distant because it was a lone shot of myself and the lion. And the lion, thinking that I was standing exactly where his dinner was, suddenly stopped and turned around and looked at me, and his eyes got as large as $50 gold pieces. He put all his feet together in a bunch. His ears went flat. He crouched down, and he was ready to come for me. And I was, at that moment, the impala, and he was the lion. And had I moved a fraction, it would have triggered him, and he would have come for me. And at the same moment, simply by standing there, he was then making his own moment to come for me. And it was a frozen moment of any way you look at it, you die. And that's when I became the world's greatest ventriloquist, because without moving my lips, I said, at a range that people could hear, 50 yards away, get the cat, 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 and my diction was perfect. And the animal handlers rushed onto the scene and distracted him in the moment before he pounced.
And you were actually showing us a picture earlier, me and my co-host Sci-Fi Amy, sitting in the background looking pretty,
right.
As always. And you actually showed us on the picture, you were comparing the lion's head to your chest, and it was going from your chest all the way to your chin. That is a big lion.
The lion's head was easily as big as my entire torso, and it was a great lion. His name was Sudan, and had paws like dinner plates, and He had a strange, funny quality about him, because he was in every way ferocious, as a lion has to be, but he also had a kind of a goofy quality to him. And there were times when the light hit him just right that, to my imagination, he looked like the lion in the old classic Bugs Bunny cartoon that said, "Oh, I can't kill you now, Mr. Rabbit. I gotta go home." And he sort of looked like that, which always gave me a giggle.
He probably heard you making fun of him one day, and I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna have to teach him something on set."
I think if he'd heard me making fun of him, I don't think I'd be here on set or off set or any set.
Oh, well, Mark Singer, it's been a privilege and pleasure speaking to you today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Same here, and hello to everybody. I'm glad to get a chance to say hi.
That was Mark Singer, the Beastmaster, Mike Donovan from V. You know, two great very series, and I didn't know that the guy was a Shakespearean actor and was really as deep as he was, and it's unfortunate that we didn't have time in the room to keep going, because the conversation just kind of took a really deep turn after that, and it was really interesting to kind of just sit back and talk with him and, you know, just really see how you look at these actors and you see, you know, oh, this guy's a B-list actor, blah, 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 he's not that good. You know, he's never been anything that's, you know, made a lot of money, but you don't know the behind the scenes and how, you know, who the real person is until you get a chance to sit down and talk to them. I think that's honestly was the coolest part of this job, is getting to sit down, you know, face to face with the people that I grew up watching, and just getting to see who they really are. So we're going to go ahead and take another break. I'm going to go ahead and mention once again, February 12th, That Sci-Fi Show will be live from the Valentine's Day concert that we're going to be holding at the Seaside Inn in Pompano Beach. We got Rhetoric, Thorn Alive, Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts going to be there. A couple more bands are going to be announced. That's once again February 12th coming up. If you go to the Rockers and Recovery page on Facebook, it's like the first thing that's there. Check it out. It is free. That's right, no tickets. Just show up. I'll be there. Sci-Fi Amy will be there. I think we're working on trying to get maybe some T-shirts or something to give away while we're out there. I don't know what's going on yet, but we'll find out as more goes along. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of That Sci-Fi Show.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Thorn Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird, presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
All for the Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All for the Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All for the Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All for the Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
And I am back. It is Chris West here hanging out with you on a beautiful New Year's Day. It is 2011, one more year until we all die in 2012. No, that's not really what's going to happen. For those of you that don't realize, the Mayan calendar is a circle. That means it doesn't end, it just begins again. So no more bad John Cusack movies. So I have to say, I love the Hot Tub Time Machine. That was an awesome movie. You know, not a huge fan of the John Cusack, but I did really enjoy that movie. So we got up next is we got Cassandra Peterson. Now you're probably thinking, who is Cassandra Peterson? Well, you know her very well. You know Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. That's right. The very voluptuous and well-endowed woman that wears around in skimpy black outfits. And I have to say that you know, we were there at Spooky Empire, and she came by the table, and she was in full dress. And I couldn't tell the difference from her from 1980 and today. This woman keeps very well in shape and takes care of herself. And a great person. We got to sit down with her on Sunday for a couple of minutes. As she was walking out the door, she was kind enough to come sit down with us and talk to us. So we're going to go ahead and talk to Cassandra Peterson, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Chris West. Joining me now at the convention, Spooky Empire's Ultimate Horror Weekend here at the beautiful Wyndham Resorts in downtown Orlando, is the Mistress of the Dark herself, Cassandra Peterson, better known as Elvira. Elvira, it is a true privilege and pleasure to meet you and be next to you at this convention. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Just about ready to take off.
Now, obviously, everybody knows you as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. How did this all start? I've never heard this story or an origin for Elvira. Where did this all come from?
Well, I was a struggling actress in L.A., and I was in a group called the Groundlings, which is a comedy improv group. And I heard about a local television station that was looking for a horror host. So I auditioned for it and got the part. And then they said, come up with a look. And a friend of mine, my best friend at the time, a guy named Robert Redding, designed the whole outfit, and I went on and started hosting these really crappy, I mean, classic horror films that they had.
All right. Well, as an actress, clearly as somebody who is an iconic figure, do you feel that you ever been typecasted and never really got the chance to explore other avenues?
No, I don't feel like that at all, because I own the character of Elvira, so for me it's very different instead of being like a, you know, Captain Spock or something, who Universal owns. I own my character, so when I work, I get 100% of the proceeds, and I don't have to pay a studio or pay anyone. So I absolutely am very happy that I became Elvira and stuck with it, and I don't normally do other parts. I did a part as myself recently for a friend in a new movie called All About Evil, which you should check out. It's really cool.
Actually, yes. We met Pink Minkstall and Peaches at DragonCon. We did a great interview with them, and they were talking about All About Evil and your role in it. And it was you did it as Cassandra Peterson and not Elvira. Now, do you tend to, you know, do you have any other projects where you can be seen as Cassandra and not Elvira? Is this kind of like the first time you've ever done that?
I've done a few here and there, but it's only when a friend, Peaches is a good friend of mine, so I did it as a favor. It's only when a friend asked me to be in the movie. I was, I did a little role in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, because Paul Rubens and I are good friends, and I recently did a, well, it wasn't too recent now, it's about a couple years, a thing for Rob Zombie and El Super Bisto, his animated features. So when a friend calls me up and wants me to do something, I usually do it, but other than that, I really pretty much stick with Elvira.
That's very good. Now, has there been a project that has come up that you felt, you know, or is there something you'd like to do, something you haven't taken care of yet with Elvira? What's the next step for Elvira?
I have an animated feature that I've been working on for a long time, and I'm taking that around and trying to get that going. So it could be a while. Right now I'm really working full steam ahead on my TV show.
Now, for those of the people that don't know about your TV show, can you explain it to them a little bit and give yourself a nice, good, shameless plug on our show?
Absolutely. It's called Movie Macabre. It's Elvira's Movie Macabre, and it's back on the air. It was playing all through the 80s and early 90s, and I'm thrilled that I finally got it back. And it's old horror movies, which I chose and I love, like Attack of the what is that? Oh, yeah, Attack of the Killer Shrews, Teenagers from Outer Space, Brain That Wouldn't Die was on last night, Night of Living Dead. And I host them, and, you know, it's like a horror host locally. I'm at the beginning, the end, and I'll pop in through the movie to make wise-ass remarks. And anyway, it's really very funny. I think you should all watch it, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Very good, very good. Now, clearly, you have some, you know, you've been in the industry for a long time, and you've seen lots of changes, and one of the biggest changes, especially in this industry, is the internet coming through and really giving independent artists a new way to branch out
and get their films out. Do you feel that that's really good for the independent artist? And has there been a big influx in your side of it, seeing more independent films? Like, I know Robert Englund's got Incubus coming up, which he did independent and debuted here at Spooky Empire. Are you seeing more of those films coming out?
I am. A lot of people are doing those. As a matter of fact, the one I was in, All About Evil, is an independent film. And I did my own independent film, Elvira's Haunted Hills. And it is a tough road to hoe, man. It's a, I really congratulate anybody who's able to pull that off and get the whole movie made and done and out there. It, you have no idea what it's like. And I've done it, and I don't think I can handle it again. It took years of really hard work. So I do see a lot more independent films coming out, and I really have to congratulate people for getting it together, because it's a major feat to get one done.
Oh, it's very awesome. Well, Elvira, thank you. I know you're very busy today, and I will leave you alone. But it has been a true privilege and pleasure having you on that sci-fi show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And don't forget to plug my show and go to Elvira.com if you're looking where you know to find where it's on, okay?
All right. We'll be sure to do that. This is Chris West wrapping up at Spooky Empire's Ultimate Horror Weekend. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah, we got to sit down with Elvira for a couple minutes there, which was really nice. Unfortunately, Danny Trejo was also at the event, and I was really hoping to sit down and talk with him, especially with his new movie Machete coming out. And I didn't know this, but the guy was actually, he's in recovery, and I was really interested to kind of sit down and talk to him about that. And I got to kind of, you know, talk to him a little bit on the side and learn about him, but I didn't get a chance to get him on the air. Unfortunately, he had an emergency and had to book out of there real quick. But, you know, like I said, this is part of the coolest part of this job and being in radio, is that I get to kind of sit back and meet these people, and I get to go to these conventions for free. That's right. I don't pay for my pass. I never pay for a pass to these conventions. You know, that's the beauty of this. You know, if you want to do it, get a radio show. Get somebody to sponsor you, and, you know, hopefully you can be as good as me. Maybe not, but we'll see. So, up next, we're going to go ahead and jump into our interview we did with Kevin Sorbo. We met him at DragonCon 2010, and he was one of the first interviews I did, him and John DeLance. And John DeLance is an interview that I will never play. It was such a horrible interview. People tell me that it's good, but it felt to me that it was, you know, just a truly terrible interview, and I'll never play it on the air ever again. So we're going to go ahead, but the Kevin Sorbo interview is a very good interview that we did. We got to learn a lot about some of his new projects coming up, and some of the, you know, we got to talk Krull the Conqueror and some other stuff, and about architecture and all sorts of really cool stuff behind the scenes. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it with Kevin Sorbo, Hercules himself.
Hey, and it is Chris West reporting to you live from DragonCon 2010. That's right, DragonCon 2010 here in beautiful downtown Atlanta, being held in five hotels, and I have the privilege, I should say, and the to sit next to Kevin Sorbo, Hercules himself, or Krull the Conqueror, if you remember. I mean, Krull, what a movie. Tia Carrera, well, barbarians, wizards, everything. Great movie. I mean, growing up, you know, there was either, we had the Conan generation, and then we had the Krull generation. And for me, it was always the Krull, and I was always like, with my brother, I was like, yeah, sure, Arnold did a good job, but he didn't act, and he didn't talk in his movie. Whereas at least Kevin got in more than five lines. Isn't that right, Kevin?
I was, that was fun, actually. That was during, when Hercules reached its apex, 1996, we actually passed Baywatch as the most watched show in the world. And, Arnold had the Krull property for a long time, because Krull was Conan's father. He was holding on that for a long time, because he wanted to play his own father, but then he decided he didn't want to do it, and timing was right for me with Hercules being such a big hit. So got 4 months in Croatia and Slovakia shooting that movie. It was pretty interesting.
I bet. I mean, those are actually common, you know, places where they do film a lot of those movies. It's nice to go out, and especially in a little different area like that, where you can kind of do the movie and it feels like you're actually in that time period, because all the older architecture and the setup of the cities. I mean, did you like that? Did you enjoy being able to, you know, really connect to the character through, like, you know, the background?
Well, that's one of the lucky things that we, you know, if we're lucky enough to work as actors, we get to see the world. It's, I mean, this year alone, in the last 12 months, I shot a movie in Malta, I shot a movie in Mykonos, I shot a movie in Hawaii, which is still part of America, but it's also a great place to go. So you know, we're lucky. We get to travel and go to great places. And certainly with Cull, to shoot in areas like Slovakia and Croatia, you're right. I mean, it's such an older civilization that you know, America is so new with its history and its culture and architecture. Down there, you got buildings that, you know, 5,000, 6,000 years old. It's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. I mean, other than Cull and Hercules, and there is one thing that I was kind of, you know, hoping to get a straight answer on. The big Hercules Xena crossover, did anything ever happen with Lucy Lawless? I mean, everybody's always kind of had that little background in the back of their head. No one's ever asked it, but here I am.
Who hasn't done Lucy Lawless?
That's the answer that I expected to hear.
That was our third-year spinoff. Actually, Lucy appeared as about four different characters in the first two seasons of Hercules, and that show actually took on a different life of its own. By its second and third season, it sort of moved away from the morality of Hercules. I mean, certainly Hercules became more a family show, and Xena, because of what they played up, it was a whole lesbian issue. And they had a huge lesbian following on that show. If you go to her convention compared to Hercules' convention, there's quite a different crowd that follow those shows now.
Oh, yeah, I mean, lesbians and, you know, every teenage boy that can, you know, find basic cable.
Yeah. They're pretty much everywhere right now.
Yeah, anytime.
Can you cut it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't videotape anything.
All right.
Can we, like, we'll put that on the air, but can we, like, continue?
Why did you start that?
Yeah.
Because this is the first time I'm doing it.
I forgot to turn it on.
My executive producer, yeah.
I know. Well,
has forgotten to turn on the video camera after we did get the signed permission from Mr. Sorbo.
And I'm like, sorry. Hang on, sorry.
Is it working?
Yeah.
No, luckily I checked the batteries upstairs just to make sure.
So it's fully
all right.
All right, so I'm just
going to
video
just
him.
Continue. We're just picking
up. Pick up where you left off.
So then just back up. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, just try to get it between the two of us. So, yeah, there you go.
You want to get closer together?
Well,
you don't have to get too close.
Well, I don't know. You're going to have to watch you with Ben Browder, apparently.
Well, all right, here.
The last 3 weeks.
Start. 3, 2.
All right. Well, like I said, we're talking with Kevin Sorbo here on That Sci-Fi Show. You're live at DragonCon 2010. Yeah, we were talking Cull. We're talking Hercules. Now, I was surprised. I was told you earlier. I was walking through the movie theater the other day, and I happened to see your face on a poster, What If? So what is going on with What If, and why haven't we heard about it?
Well, you haven't heard about it, but well, you should be hearing about it, because it's not a studio picture. You know, we shot it on a $600,000 budget. It looks like a $6 million budget. It's an awesome film. I mean, more and more people are complaining about Middle America. When I say Middle America, that covers the whole country. There's a lot of people that want family-based, faith-based movies. You know, G-rated movies that are good, they're well-acted, they're well-directed, they're well-everything, but great scripts. This is a movie that's got it. Everybody has a What If in their life, so... the What If that I have to experience is John Ratzenberger shows up as this curmudgeon angel, so much I basically screwed up my life, and I should have followed this road instead of that road. I should have married Christy Swanson. I mean, who shouldn't have married the Buffy the Vampire?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, if I had the chance to make that choice, I think I would have taken that road.
Big mistake. But I'm kind of showing the errors of my way, and we had a screening in Chicago in front of 3,600 people. We had to turn 1,000 people away. I've been to many Hollywood screenings, big name stars, big name budgets, all that kind of stuff, studios. And, you know, you fill it up, you got 500 people. 3,600 people. At the end, standing ovation, people crying, people applauding. It's a slow release. We've got 300 screens coming out every week in different towns, different areas, and it comes down to you, people, going online to thewhatifmovie.com and getting information on how to get it to your town.
Excellent. So it's thewhatifmovie.com.
Correct.
Excellent. We'll definitely have to check out that website. Now, you got any other projects coming up? I know you got something with Sci-Fi Channel that you're not supposed to actually start filming for a couple months, right?
It's ways down the road. I, along with two other friends of mine, we sold a series to Sci-Fi Channel called Legendary, which is sort of a continuation of the Hercules role, but I'm the actor who played Hercules living in Hollywood. It's very much like Galaxy Quest.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. You're going to have Bruce Campbell come on and revive, you know.
I would love to have Bruce come on there. Actually, you've been talking to me coming down to do a Burn Notice movie. So
really? A Burn Notice movie? I mean, we
have it. I'm sorry. Burn Notice.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I'll be leaving Monday. I fly to Hawaii. I'm doing a guest star in Hawaii 5-0, and then from there I go to Toronto to shoot a Hallmark movie with Robert Vaughn, the man from Uncle directed me, and from there I go to Louisville to do a comedy feature, and top of those three things I've got coming out, I've got a movie called Julia X coming out in December. It's a 3D psychological thriller. I play a serial killer getting my dates off the internet dating service.
Wow, that sounds so familiar. Why?
And I've got another movie called Paradox, which just opened in England, and they're hoping to get it over here eventually. Sci-Fi Channel will probably pick it up. Another movie from Sci-Fi Channel called Flesh Wounds. Feature film called Pool Boy Drowning Up a Fury. It's a comedy in the vein of David Zucker, like Airplane, Naked Gun. If you like that, you'll like this.
Very good.
Back from the war. And hey, how are you? I'm doing an interview. You're bothering me. Look at you, this sexy woman. What are you doing tonight? What are you doing tonight? You look pretty good in that purpley thing. Yeah, you got to plan it on her for crying out loud. She looks good with us.
She does look like she would be all good all the time.
Yeah, she would be good all the time.
Oh, bad. Never do that.
So I'm continuing with my resume. I've got another movie called The Coffin. Coming out where I get buried alive with my mistress.
Wow, buried alive with your mistress. Now that is something I don't think I'd ever want to go through.
Figure out how to get out of the coffin before we die. It's
sort of a Saw 2, but not really Saw kind of prospect, you know, left for dead.
It's a psychological thriller type of thing. It's the husband finds out about it. He didn't bury us. And somebody else had buried us and knows about our affair.
Oh, so it's not the husband.
He shows the tape. We're in there. He's got a video live feed in the coffin. He says, your choice is favorite, but here's the deal. I've rigged this crew that you're the one who killed your wife. So you got to pay me $1 million, otherwise. So he's got this anguish he's got to fight through of his wife cheating on him all the time. But at the same time, if he lets her die, he's
going to
go to prison. So
it's good. I mean, I'm actually very surprised. I mean, we did a little research on you before to look up your older stuff. I had no idea you were doing so many new movies. I mean, it's great to see, an actor. People can, talk as much smack as they want about Hercules. The fact is this series.
No, what smack? I love Hercules.
Most
popular
TV show in the world.
Exactly.
Baywatch.
It beat out Baywatch.
Yeah. Nowadays, lift the weights 2 hours a day, every day for 7 years. There wasn't an actor who worked harder than me in that. I have contested any actor worked as hard as I did for 7 years.
I would say so, man. And you're definitely, most actors, I'm a bigger guy myself, and I can pick them out and go, I'll take that guy. You? No. You would watch the floor with me. Oh, Kevin, it was a pleasure having you on the show. Right. Thank you very much.
You enjoy your weekend here, guys.
Well, thank you, and we'll see you later with more from DragonCon 2010. I am Chris West signing off.
Now, if you go to thatscifishow.com, you'll see that we have our interview section up with video interviews. I don't know if the Sorbo interview is up there, but as you could clearly hear, Amy forgot to hit play, and we had to kind of stop there in the middle of the interview. The loveliness of live broadcasting, little things that we forget to do, and we're starstruck. But it was really, Kevin Sorbo, like I said in the interview, it was kind of nice to really see that, the guy disappeared off the map for a while, but now he's starting to come back. He's got a new series, two sci-fi legends coming out, The Coffin coming out very soon, just a lot of great movies he's doing. So we're going to go ahead and jump into another break here, and when we get back, we're going to talk with, that's right, Corin Nimick. You're probably scratching your head trying to figure out who Corin Nimick is. That's Parker Lewis, man, and if you can't remember, Parker Lewis can't lose. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more That Sci-Fi Show.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke.
This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's Weekend Concert, Saturday, February 12th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
All Board of Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Board of Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Board of Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Board of Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
And we are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on 1470 AM and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our website, thatscifishow.com and holisticlifestylesradio.com. And, you know, I say we are back, even though it's just me here in the studio all by my lonesome. So it's kind of like it's an intimate evening with Chris West and all my, you know, nice, juicy little interviews that I've done over the year, you know, the past year. And I do like to say that we have already confirmed we will be at DragonCon 2011. We will be at MegaCon 2011. We're working currently on trying to get into Comic-Con and New York City Comic-Con, but there are a couple other shows that we're going to be doing this year. But coming up very soon, February 12th. Rockers in Recovery is going to be putting on a free concert. That is right, free. No money. Just show up. Have a good time. I will be there, as well as Sci-Fi Amy is going to be there joining me. Joey will not be joining us. He will be in studio running the live event as John Hollis, Overlord Hollis, as I like to call him, my boss and master, the guy that presses the button and my caller shocks. Well, whenever I don't mention the websites or, you know, sponsors. And the sponsors are Soundpillow, Beckert & Associates, The Seaside Inn, All Florida Bail Bonds, and, of course, our Valentine's Day show, which is February 12th at the Seaside Inn. Be sure to come join us out there. It starts at 1 p.m. It'll be going on until the bands will be playing until 8 p.m. We got Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming out there. Rhetoric, Thrown Alive, Keep Coming Back. A couple more bands that are in the works right now. I don't know what's going on with that, but as soon as I know something, I will let you know, either via the Facebook page or that scifishow.com. And I'm sure if you always go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, you can check out and you know, get all the details. If you go to our Facebook pages, let you know. If you go to that scifishow.com, you can go to the About Us section, and right at the very bottom, you can click on Facebook. And for me, Sci-Fi Amy, and Joey Donovan, all right there, really, really easy to do. So just go ahead and do it. It's not that hard. You can do it. You Facebook all the time. I know. I see you there every day. Well, so let's get back into it. We got Corin Nemec, Parker Lewis. He cannot lose. He was on the show Starving on Crackle, I think it was the website. Yes, crackle.com, Cracked being the Mad Ripoff magazine. Actually, I think they've got their own TV show now, too. Cracked has their own TV show, and Mad TV's got a new show on Cartoon Network. It's pretty funny. It's you know, I always enjoyed watching the Alfred E. Newman cartoons and the Spy vs. Spy. Who doesn't love Spy vs. Spy? Just a great, you know, overall concept of how can we kill each other in the most insane fashion.
Well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and not lose with Parker Lewis. So let's go ahead and get on with Colin Nimick.
And this is Chris West reporting live from DragonCon, and I have the privilege and pleasure of hanging out with Colin Nimick, if you might remember him from Parker Lewis Can't Lose. And if you don't remember that, which is really sad because it was a great series, he was also on Stargate SG-1 for, what was it, one or two seasons?
One season and some change.
Oh, very good. Now, what do you got going on now, Corin? I know that you had the show on Crackle, Starving, with David Faustino, but you were telling me that that actually didn't get picked up for a second season.
As of right now, it hasn't been picked up for a second season, but we don't really know exactly what's going to happen with that show. That we've gotten close to 15 million plus views on that particular show, so it definitely has gathered a fan base out there of sick-minded people like us that enjoy it. But outside of that, I'm doing Supernatural right now, reoccurring on that, playing a character named Christian Campbell, who is the cousin of Sam and Dean. So hopefully that will develop into an interesting character arc. We'll see.
For those of you wondering who the female voice behind the camera is, that's our lovely co-host Sci-Fi Amy, who is just drooling over Corin here.
It's all on the inside.
On the inside.
I'm trying to keep the fangirl, Inside. Yeah, I'm excited about Supernatural.
Yeah,
I forgot I read that about it. Oh, yeah. I remember reading and going, oh, yeah, baby.
Right on.
Now, you did Parker Lewis Can't Lose for many years. Obviously, it's a show that, one of those shows that, everybody remembers. Do you have any, obviously, you got to have some kind of Parker Lewis story, something that nobody's heard before. Do you have something like that you can give to us?
I did tell a story about one of the directors who will remain nameless, who had gotten a DUI, and we had done an episode previous to the one that he was working on that was where my father went to jail, and so when the director did show up, this is my cool music I have them doing in the background for us, so when the director did show up, I had them build a jail cell around the area that he directed from, and he had to direct from jail the whole day.
Really?
So, that was one little prank that we did. But we worked really long hours on that show. It was hard work for to get the quality of the show that we were trying to do.
Now, as many actors, you always get stuck in that role. Parker Lewis or Wesley Snipes as Blade. Is there a role that you'd like to break out into, something that you either haven't done yet or you always wanted to do, to really just get out there and kind of change it up and say, hey, everybody knows Corin Nimick here, but they don't know Corin Nimick over here?
I've actually had the pleasure of doing a great many different types of characters. From Parker Lewis, to The Stand, playing Harold Lauder in The Stand, and a number of movies after that. And I've done played some serial killers. I did an independent film playing Ted Bundy and one playing Richard Speck, and you can check those out.
You truly are a sick and twisted individual.
Sometimes. So, I have gotten the opportunity to play a wide range of roles, so I don't feel that I've ever been specifically pigeonholed, which may or may not have been a benefit to my career. I mean, sometimes people who get pigeonholed end up having long, successful careers doing a lot of the same types of characters, whereas I think I've kind of like fluctuated in and out and, sort of been kind of a chameleon in a way.
Yeah, a chameleon through the Hollywood underworld, really.
Nah.
The dirty underbelly of Hollywood, as it were.
Oh, it's so dirty.
It's dirty and filthy and nasty. But is there a role that hasn't come up or has come up that you really wanted and either didn't get to do or really want to do yet?
As an actor, I never know until I read the script whether it's something that I'm really passionate about or not. I just don't know. I can never know until I read it.
Just kind of up in the wind, and if it's a good script, it's a good script, and you put your name on it.
Yeah, and even if it's not, sometimes even if the script isn't that great, if I see something that I can bring to it as an actor, then that even excites me.
Yeah. Use your talent to improve on something that, is a B-movie and make errors. So
yeah,
I should say
a number of those.
A number of B-movies
B-minus.
Well, they're B-movies now because they've got Corin Nimick in them.
Well, okay, I'll give you that. That's very sweet of you. Very kind.
Well, thank you for giving us the time. I know you're very busy.
No, you bet. My pleasure.
It's been a pleasure having you here. I'm Chris West, reporting live from DragonCon.
Chris West, reporting live.
All right, we'll see you later, guys.
Take care.
Now, Court Nemec, we got to hang out with him throughout Dragon Con. We kept bumping into him. It was kind of weird. I think him, like many other celebrities, were obsessed with Amy's boobs. And all over them. But he was a great guy, very sick individual, very twisted, and I loved hanging out with him. And I wish him nothing but the best of luck in his career and hope that I'd love to see Starving come back with David Faustino. That was such a great series on Crackle. I haven't actually been on that website in a while to see if it's back up yet. But that was just a very interesting little series that they had going on there where you kind of saw like what happened after Married with Children. And, you know, what happened after, you know, Parker Lewis can't lose. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up on that sci-fi show as I'm going to leave the studio and finally go home. I've been here since yesterday. So it's good for me. It's been good for you, I hope. Happy New Year from everybody here at the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We're going to see you next week. We'll be back live with the whole gang, Sci-Fi Amy, Joey Donovan. We're going to be talking Doctor Who. That's right. The Christmas special aired this last week. For the first time in both the U.S. and Britain at the not at the same time, but on the same day, which is it was kind of really cool. Instead of having to wait till January for, my Doctor Who, I got it early. So I was quite happy. And we get to see the trailer for Season 6, however you want to mark it down. If you're on the, here in the U.S. or if you're listening to us in England, Series 6, I'll cave to you. It is your series. So, I am Chris West. Thank you for joining me. This has been the best of 2010 interviews on That Sci-Fi Show, presented by the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our website, thatscifishow.com, holisticlifestylesradio.com, and always our Facebook page. We have Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, if you guys want to know about our big event coming up in February, like I said, it is a free concert, February 12th. Rhetoric, Thrown Alive, Ricky Bird will be there, and many, many more. We'll see you there. I will be there. Andy will be there. We're looking forward to a great 2011. Thank you for joining me on That Sci-Fi Show.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and owners, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
All for
Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in the business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2444. Or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. If your car is becoming more of a pain than a joy to drive, then you've come to the right place. Join Alan the Auto Man every Sunday morning at 8. Call him live with your car question. It's Alan the Auto Man every Sunday morning at 8, only on AM 1470 WNN. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
People and they help hundreds of seniors. If you call today, you can speak to me. If you call Monday, you can speak to me. But just pick that 800-pound phone up and call, because I'm telling you, the end of the year is upon us. And I don't know what's going to happen after January. That's why I think we're special.
Visit the Steve Kane website at stevekaneshow.com.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate is required to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose and the bank will own your home, not your kids. What to do? Call Andy Curtis today and let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get a gift certificate for $125 at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse, plus a free living will. Call today at 1-877-ASK-ADAM. That's 1-877-275-2326. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
This is Dr. Ira Geyer from Midway Medical, where getting rid of your pain is our business. All the nerves in your body go through your spine. When your spine is out of line, those nerves get pinched. And you can experience pain anywhere in the form of arthritis, migraines, stenosis, carpal tunnel, or just an old-fashioned pain in the neck or back. Medication just covers up that pain but the cause of the pain is still there. At Midway Medical, we have a medical doctor on staff, and I've been in the chiropractic field for over 30 years. Stop by Midway Medical anytime. I would be glad to consult with you at no charge. We accept Medicare and most insurances. Midway Medical is located in the Midway Plaza, just north of Commercial Boulevard, on the west side of University Drive in Tamarack. Just call 954-720-1040. Once again, 954-720-1040. We look forward to seeing you soon.
The Steve Kane Show comes to you live from the Adams World Radio Studios, home of AdCop medical coverages. For all your health insurance needs, call 954-345-1212.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
On AM 1470, WNA, it's the Steve Kane Show, brought to you by AdCop Apple. To join the discussion, call toll-free 1-877-275-2326. Now, Steve Kane.
Well, welcome back to the Steve Kane Show. We welcome our guest today, Dr. Ira Geyer from Midway Medical. Dr. Geyer and Midway have been sponsors of the Steve Kane Show, I find out today, and I'm talking off the air. 10 years here, I thought it was, I've been telling people for 4 years. Well, Dr. Geyer has been with us for 6 years, but I guess we just picked up 4 years today. 10 years, boy, time flies when you're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a pleasure. And just to give you a little history on my background with chiropractic, and some of you have heard this before, so I'm going to try to keep it concise. I go way back into the 40s and 50s, and chiropractic was kind of an oddball thing in those days. Chiropractic was not as commonly accepted as it is today. And my father had raised me to think that chiropractors were nuts, and I thought it was like a fortune teller or something like that. Then in my college years, I don't want to call it an accident. It wasn't really an accident. I was lifting light weights, 50 pounds, something like that. And I felt this little tinge in my back, and it was no big thing. It didn't even bother me. And then the next day when I got up, I felt it. It was like still there. And then the next day I got up, it was worse and worse and worse. And to, again, give you the condensed version, after about 3 weeks, I couldn't even move. I just could not move. What had happened is that little twinge had been my spine going out of line, catching the nerve, and there was all this pressure on my nerve. I had no idea. All I knew was I couldn't get out of bed. I found this was up in Orlando. I found a chiropractor because somebody said to me, I tried everything, absolutely everything. I'll try chiropractic. I'm not going to do chiropractic. That's nuts. That's crazy. All this stuff my father had been telling me. But finally, I was so desperate, I tried a chiropractor. And in very short order, I was, instantaneous results in terms of a dramatic reduction of pain on the first visit. And then over a period of a couple of visits, it went away. And that's the story of how I became converted to a belief in chiropractic care. And when I came down here, I found Dr. Geyer at Midway Medical. He was just opening his doors, sat down with him, talked with him, and found out that Midway Medical was very, very unique. They offered chiropractic care, of course, but they did so much more. Dr. Geyer, tell him the difference between Midway Medical and the average chiropractor you go to that adjusts you, and that's pretty much it.
Well, Midway Medical not only does full therapies and rehab, but we also have a medical doctor on staff, which allows us to work both sides of the fence for people. So if you come in severe pain, we could always get you something right away to help the pain and then let the therapy and everything else get rid of the inflammation. Because inflammation is what causes the pain that people take care of, whether you pull a muscle or you pull the vertebra out of place or ligament or tendon, that's what causes the pain, is because of the inflammation that occurs.
The old joke is everybody who says, you don't, when your back goes out, they say, well, if you
If you go to a chiropractor, you'll be in pain for probably about 7 days. And if you don't go to a chiropractor, you'll be in pain for a week. That's like a joke. That is not based on fact. The fact is, most of these things, when your back goes out, do not. My experience is more typical, where they get progressively worse and not better.
Well, what happens is your brain turns around after 3 days of you changing your spine, and the inflammation is there. It now is permanent because your brain now thinks that that's the normal way of walking or normal way of holding your neck or your arm or whatever. And that's what happens. That's why if you come in as soon as the pain starts, it's so much easier for any chiropractor to get you better and faster, right? I describe it as an upside-down pyramid, okay? You get injured and you come in after 3 or 4 days. Within a week, you'll be feeling better. You get injured and you come in after 2 weeks and say, you know, Doc, I've been playing with this for 2 weeks and it's not getting better. It's actually getting worse. Now, that can take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks.
And it does. You do is it injures the nerves, which are caught pinched there, and irritates them more and more and makes it longer. Also, the other thing that amazed me about Midway Medical is when I say, of course, chiropractic care, some of the big I'd like to talk about some of the other therapeutic models you use. Like, for example, my big thing, as you know, is massage therapy. They have great massage therapy. I have a personal feeling that massage therapy is one of the major contributing factors to saving my life or prolonging my life. I know I look a lot better than most people who are 71 that I run into, because I'm, like most people today in America, I'm under huge stress. And that manifests itself physically. When I lie down on a massage table and they start getting into my neck muscles and my shoulder muscles, they're like rocks. But after an hour-long massage, I mean, like stress is a killer. Talk a little bit about the massage therapy and the value of it.
Well, the value of massage therapy is what you're doing is we're actually lengthening the muscles. What happens with stress, and everybody has stress, there's good stress and bad stress.
And they contract.
As they contract, you get more and more less movement that you can deal with. So what happens at that point is now you're frozen in one spot. Now, if you take that and you take that you have an office job that you sit all day long, okay, that you're not exercising or doing anything, those muscles will never lengthen again. And that's part of what chiropractic does, and that's part of what the massage therapist does. She can actually relax them and re-stretch them again. By re-stretching them, you get off the table, you feel like mush.
Yes.
And that's the idea.
Oh, it's tremendous. And it keeps it from getting chronic. I mean, the fact that you're dealing with it twice a week. Now, I don't recommend what I do to everybody. This is a bad idea. I don't exercise. I've been told over and over by Dr. Geyer, you've got to exercise. And I know I should, and I know I want, but it's just something the Lord has not yet motivated me to into an exercise room. But I believe that I've minimized a lot of the damage that the non-exercising has done to my body by taking care of it with chiropractic therapy and with massage therapy.
Absolutely. What happens is everybody should get some exercise every day, whether it's 20 minutes to a half hour walking or 15, 20 minutes of stretching, which is real easy to do when you first get up in the morning. Everybody gets up and they're a little stiff in the morning. If you just easily start to stretch your spine, even in a hot shower, right, you'll see a difference as the day goes on rather than doing nothing.
Exactly.
And you sit all day. So what does that do?
We have to take a short break. I'll tell you what I want to do when we get back, Dr. Geyer. Everybody knows when your back's out or your neck's out, that's chiropractor. No, I shouldn't say that. Everybody doesn't know. That's one of the reasons we're here today. But there are so many everyday illnesses, I mean major illnesses, malfunctions in the body that can be treated with chiropractic care. In our next segment, I want to go into some of those, all right?
Very good.
Okay, we are with Dr. Ira Geyer of Midway Medical. Midway Medical, very centrally located for you, Steve Kane listeners, right in the heart of our signal. They are in Midway Plaza, which is just north of Commercial on University Drive, so they're easy to find. I'll give you the number. You don't need an appointment. You can walk in cold off the street. The number is 954-720-1040. It's an easy one to remember. I guess after 10 years, I've certainly got it committed to memory. Let's take our break. We'll be back with Dr. Ira Geyer from Midway Medical right after this.
Visit the Steve Kane website at stevekaneshow.com.
This is Steve Kane for Dr. Ira Geyer at Midway Medical. Dr. Geyer, with over 30 years of chiropractic experience, helps his patients to get rid of their chronic pain. And now Dr. Geyer announcing a brand new technology for the treatment of fibromyalgia, stenosis, carpal tunnel, and chronic pain. This process uses microcurrents placed on acupuncture points. It works just like acupuncture, but it does not break the skin, and I can tell you firsthand, is extremely, extremely effective in pain management. Drop by Midway Medical today. Never a charge for consultation. They accept Medicare and most insurance, and they're conveniently located in Midway Plaza, just north of Commercial, on the west side of University Drive. Call 954-720-1040. Be sure to tell them Steve Kane sent you.
Hi there, it's Nelson Locke, and I want to talk to you about a way to reduce your stress and improve the quality of your retirement. Listen, you know we all worry about money, but you've also heard Steve and I talk for years about a special home equity plan for senior homeowners that will pay off your existing mortgage and get rid of that pesky payment. And this will be for as long as you live in the home. If you have equity, the plan works great. So why are you waiting? You should call us today. But if you're at a break-even because of this tough economy and you've been wondering if it would work for you, you can still get rid of that payment and make your house foreclosure-proof in the process. Now, for those of you who think you're upside down and maybe you owe more than your house is worth, we know what to do, and you should call us immediately. The number is 1-800-760-5363. That's 1-800-760-5363. Listen, why worry when you can sleep really sound tonight after one quick phone call to Value Financial? 1-800-760-5363. Call today. Change your tomorrows.
The Steve Kane Show is live every day from 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 1470 WNN. Call Steve now at 1-877-275-2326. And now, more Steve Kane.
This is Steve Kane. We are back with Dr. Ira Geyer from Midway Medical. Shame on me, shame on me. I should have asked this question in the beginning of the first segment. Just quickly, since everybody today is so into credentials, give the listeners a quick rundown of your credentials.
Well, of course, I have a doctorate in chiropractic medicine, actually, down here. I also have an NMD, which is a naturopathic medical doctor. I have a degree similar to Barry's, vitamins and minerals. I also have a master's degree in clinical nutrition. I have a diplomate, which is 300 hours above my degree in clinical nutrition and 300 hours in a diplomate in sports medicine.
So what the English would say, you're well-lettered, is
exactly
what they would say.
Exactly.
This is a man who, believe you me, and how long have you been in chiropractic care?
33 years.
33 years, but who's counting? Let's talk about some of the illnesses that you treated Midway Medical. I want to start with neuropathy. Neuropathy has been in the news lately. Because of Glenn Beck, he was talking about neuropathy, my experience with neuropathy, and I get little touches of it here and there. It manifests itself with a numbness in the extremities. Tell them a little bit about what it is and tell them how you treat it at Midway Medical.
Well, neuropathy is normally a pinched nerve, whether it's a pinched nerve in your elbow, which causes the wrist problem, or pinched nerve in your neck and you get the pain all the way down, or the numbness all the way down your shoulder to the tips of your
fingers.
And it
starts, like most things, it starts easy
very slow.
And gets
it
progressively
starts very
worse.
Slowly. You sit there and go, nothing.
So if
and
you're
then
feeling
one day
a little
like,
tingling,
you know, you can't pick up things and
right.
You drop it.
So
if
you're feeling a little tingling in your fingertips and your feet get a little numb now,
that's
and then
the beginning of
that's
it.
The begin. That's the
yeah.
time, as always, you know, the yeah. early bird. That's the time to go to Midway Medical.
Right.
And what is...
You know, neuropathy can be caused either by pinched nerve or can be caused by diabetes. Diabetes, what happens is the sugar actually, the increased sugar that you have in your body with diabetics actually coat the nerve.
and that's what causes the neuropathy there. So what you have to do is work on enough therapy and work on them to lower their blood sugar to get the neuropathy to cease.
And is it ever related to circulatory problems?
It can be, but usually circulatory problems are, again, part of the pinched nerve syndrome.
I got you. So what
your nerve and blood vessels run together.
I know you have a very special therapy that you use for your patients who suffer with neuropathy. what can you share?
Yeah, we use
the
neurospinal stabilizer. It's a machine from Korea, and we've been using it for about six years now. What it does is it actually energizes the nerve again. Neuropathy is basically described as the nerve starting to die and wither away, like a tree branch will, and fall off. Now, your leg won't fall off, but what will happen is you'll get to a point that you won't even be able to sleep to get comfortable. And then what they do is they drug you up, and it doesn't help. It just blocks the nerve.
It's a bad ending.
Yeah, exactly.
A bad ending.
The easiest way is to use therapy to increase the circulation and to use the neurospinal stabilizer, which actually helps to re-energize the nerve.
And, of course, just my own little personal thing here. All these treatments we're talking about, the neurostabilizer and the different things, this is me talking, not Dr. Garre, although I suspect he'll agree. I've been through all these treatments. They're very, very effective, even though I'm just in the beginning stages of some of these things. But with when you add the massage therapy to that, in conjunction with massage therapy, it's great. I don't want to run out of time here. Stenosis. Tell us what stenosis is and how you treat it.
It's basically closing down of your spinal column or your spine itself. What happens is you start to get all sorts of things closing in, like similar to if you would press a hose, right, and the water gets less coming out.
I got you.
Well, that's the same thing that happens to nerve and gets
what is the treatment for stenosis? That's where traditional chiropractic care.
Right. What we do is we realign the spine, we work on the area that is stenosed, and what you do is you try to increase as much as you can the nerve supply and the blood supply in the area. You have to understand that after the age of 40, your disc and your spine have no blood circulation. So that we come back now to why it's important to exercise every day.
And finally, arthritis.
Arthritis is just basically not exercising. It's not using the joint properly.
That's what's causing
it. Right, and that's what causes it. So what you end up with, excessive either calcium in there or excessive stress and swelling from rheumatoid arthritis. That's the difference. One is osteo and one is rheumatoid.
And your treatment at Midway, what do you do?
Basically, similar to using a massage, using to realign the bones that are arthritic and getting them moving again. The more you can get them to move, you can get the body to reabsorb the bone.
We do want to talk about Medicare, the different insurances you take. Can you explain that to the folks?
Yeah, we take Medicare as a full. It's no problem with that. Plain Medicare itself. HMOs we can't take because they won't let any of us in.
Right.
They let two people in, and that's it. So, that's part of a problem. And any PPO is no problem whatsoever.
All right. Well, I have, the regular Medicare.
Right.
So
regular Medicare, there's no problem.
I'm home free.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's the reason why we have the medical doctor with us. Makes it much easier to do Medicare and do whatever patient needs.
That is true. Well, folks, you have a picture here. To sum it up in my words, when you're suffering from pain, you need to be proactive. By and large, pain, whether it's – oh, by the way, there's only – I left out the most important thing, and because a lot of people suffer from migraine. Real quickly, explain to them the cause of migraine headaches and how adjustments help.
Migraine headaches are usually caused by the top of your neck tightening down on the top of the spine, actually, as it comes out of the foramen. And what happens is when that happens, you get tremendous headaches.
So would you say that adjustment, chiropractic adjustment has the potential for what percentage of migraines in your experience?
Usually 95%.
it was funny. I mean, when I started chiropractic, my wife at the same time started migraines. within 3 weeks, it was like gone. I mean, I wasn't adjusting her. I had one of my colleagues that were already licensed.
Well, that
and made a big difference. My wife looked and said, geez, no more medication.
The bottom line, whatever it is, migraine, carpal tunnel, stenosis, arthritis, or just the old-fashioned pain in the back or butt or neck, you want to drop into Midway Medical. Do it today, folks. The longer you wait, the more difficult the problem will be to fix. Midway Medical, once again, is located just north of Commercial Boulevard on the west side of University Drive in what they call, predictably, the Midway Plaza. You can call them at 954-720-1040. And pain management painlessly. Don't forget that massage therapy. It's great. You'll be sure to tell them Steve sent you. Dr. Geyer, a true pleasure, and nice to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And we will be back with more right after this.
Visit the Steve Kane website at stevekaneshow.com.
This is Dr. Ira Geyer from Midway Medical, where getting rid of your pain is our business. All the nerves in your body go through your spine. When your spine is out of line, those nerves get pinched. And you can experience pain anywhere in the form of arthritis, migraines, stenosis, carpal tunnel, or just an old-fashioned pain in the neck or back. Medication just covers up that pain, but the cause of the pain is still there. At Midway Medical, we have a medical doctor on staff, and I've been in the chiropractic field for over 30 years. Stop by Midway Medical anytime. I would be glad to consult with you at no charge. We accept Medicare and most insurances. Midway Medical is located in the Midway Plaza, just north of Commercial Boulevard, on the west side of University Drive in Pembroke. Just call 954-720-1040. Once again, 954-720-1040. We look forward to seeing you soon.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate is required to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose and the bank will own your home, not your kids. What to do? Call Andy Curtis today and let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get a gift certificate for $125 at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse, plus a free living will. Call today at 1-877-ASK-ADAM. That's 1-877-275-2326. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470 with even more information you can use. Looking for unique investment opportunities? Join Michael Stern for Stern on the Street, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday afternoons at 3, right here on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is Steve Kane with a big announcement from KISS Energy Solutions. You've all heard about the KISS Electric Heat Shield and the KISS Hot Water Heat Pump, and the dramatic way that this space-age technology can reduce your electric bill. Well, now Scott at KISS Energy is giving you a free bonus with your purchase of the KISS Electric Heat Shield. Scott is going to throw in, at no charge, the amazing Kilowatt Killer. You remember the Kilowatt Killer. Value $500, approved by Mr. Electric Ken Catrati, and yours for free with the purchase of the KISS Electric Heat Shield. You know, when we installed the Kilowatt Killer in the Kane household, by itself, it lowered our kilowatt usage by 10 to 15%. So now, before the new energy bill passes and your energy costs skyrocket, call Scott at KISS Energy Solutions today, 954-380-7283. That's 954-380-7283. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
Hi, this is Scott from KISS Energy Solutions. And our goal at KISS Energy Solutions is to cut your power bill 40 to 50%. Okay, how do we do this? We have three great products. They're very, very simple products, hence the name KISS. Keep it simple and save. Our first product is a product called Reflective Insulation. It was originally developed by NASA, and it was used to keep the astronauts warm in space, minus 250 degrees, and to also protect them from the grueling sun that they're exposed to in outer space. Sometimes temperatures as high as 450 degrees Fahrenheit. This product is made out of 99% pure aluminum. It has a Mylar webbing in the middle of it that makes it very, very strong and durable. This is not like your aluminum foil you'll find in your kitchen drawer. This is a very durable, heavyweight product. Most people cannot rip or tear this product without a knife or a cutting device. We install this product in your attic on top of your existing insulation. And what this product does is it stops the radiant transfer of energy from your roof down into your home or living space. It's a very reflective product, so when this heat hits your insulation with our product on top of it, instead of your insulation getting hot and your ceiling getting hot in your home, the heat waves are bounced back up and they never penetrate your living space. So you don't, no longer have to have your air conditioner run nonstop trying to stop this heat transfer from your roof and your attic and your home. This product also works thermally and stops the thermal transfer of energy from your attic, which the temperatures can be just in the air up there as high as 160 degrees. So what this product does is it prevents the transfer of heat from your roof and attic into your living area, which on a ranch-style home is 80% of the heat gain in your home, and on a two-story home is 60% of the heat gain. This product by itself on a ranch home can cut the electric bill 20 to 30%, literally cutting the air conditioning costs in half. When I say 20 to 30%, I mean of the overall electric bill. On a two-story home, this product can save anywhere from 15 to 25% because only 60% of the heat gain comes through the roof and the attic on a two-story home. There's a lot of heat gain in the walls and through the windows because there's so much more wall space and window area in a two-story home. Our second product is a hot water heat pump that is installed on top of your existing hot water heater. And what this product does is it's actually a 7,000 BTU air conditioning unit that is installed on top of your hot water heater. The high pressure line is fed down into your hot water heater, about 15 feet of it, and it acts as a heating element. Your hot water heater actually just becomes a storage tank at this point. This device operates on only 6 amps of energy as opposed and 110 volts as opposed to your hot water heater that now runs on 30 amps of energy and 220 volts. The normal hot water heater in a home costs between $500 and $700 a year to run. Our hot water heat pump costs $175 to $200 per year to run, literally $15, $20 a month versus $50 to $60 a month in most homes for hot water heat. So we're literally cutting the cost of your hot water down to a third. Your hot water, heating your hot water costs 30% of your overall electric bill. So we can cut that down. We can save you like 20% with this device alone. This device qualifies for 30% income tax credit from the federal government, and so does our reflective insulation. Our third device is a power surge, is a surge protector power conditioning device that is installed on the service disconnect outside your home or with a breaker in your electrical box. And what this device does is it provides surge protection for the entire house. It also conditions your power and provides initial startup power for inductive load motors, such as your ceiling fans, your air conditioners, your pool pumps, which is a very big inductive load motor that generally costs a lot to run every month. And this device can save you 5 to 15% on your overall electric bill. When you combine all three of these technologies together, our average customer saves between 35 and 50% on their overall electric bill. There are many factors in figuring the savings, a single-story, two-story home, whether the home has electric hot water heater or a gas hot water heater, the number of people in the home. And this is not an exact science. We typically, when you call KISS Energy Solutions, we typically send a rep out. He does an energy analysis of your home, looks at your insulation, measures up your home, finds out about your energy usage, looks at your hot water heater, and then he assesses the situation and gives you kind of a range of savings that you can expect. Everything's different, and it's an educated guess at best. But, most people have substantial savings and are pretty happy with our services. In a few minutes, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Michael Sivin, who is the owner of Light Bulbs Unlimited in West Palm Beach. And he actually had our products installed in his home, and I did not know he owned Light Bulbs Unlimited. At that time, Michael called us to inform us about the service installation and how it went, and also to comment on the immediate changes he noticed in his home and the way his air conditioning ran. So we're going to be back with Michael Sivin here in just a moment, so please stay tuned.
This is Steve Kane with a big announcement from KISS Energy Solutions. You've all heard about the KISS Electric Heat Shield and the KISS Hot Water Heat Pump, and a dramatic way that this space-age technology can reduce your electric bill. Well, now Scott at KISS Energy is giving you a free bonus with your purchase of the KISS Electric Heat Shield. Scott is going to throw in, at no charge, the amazing Kilowatt Killer. You remember the Kilowatt Killer. Value $500, approved by Mr. Electric Ken Catrati, and yours for free with the purchase of the KISS Electric Heat Shield. You know, when we installed the Kilowatt Killer in the Kane household, by itself, it lowered our kilowatt usage by 10 to 15%. So now, before the new energy bill passes and your energy costs skyrocket, call Scott at KISS Energy Solutions today, 954-380-7283. That's 954-380-7283. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
We are back with Michael Sivin from Light Bulbs Unlimited, located in West Palm Beach. Mike, what's the address of your store and location?
Hello, Scott. It's 4275 Okeechobee Boulevard, located in West Palm Beach. Right behind Arby's is a local landmark.
Okay, great. And when you first contacted KISS Energy Solutions, I just thought you were another customer, and we came out and did your work. Didn't know who you were or what you did, and not that you were kind of a little bit of an expert in this field. And I was just wondering if you could give share your experience with the listeners about how our company took care of you and what we did and the immediate differences you noticed in your home when we were finished with the work.
Certainly. As a business owner, I tend to be very conservative in recommending products and services. However, my experience with KISS Energy Solutions has been nothing short of spectacular. I heard the owner, Scott, speaking on the radio. Gave a call, and I was very impressed to get somebody live on the other end. Made a very courteous arrangement to come and see me at my convenience on a Sunday. Within 5 minutes of seeing a demonstration on how the product works, I was committed. I had one problem, though, and that was financing. The gentleman, Jim Douglas, managed to make one phone call and get me financing. So that made the situation real easy. The products themselves are absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend the reflective shield, which helps keep the house cool, saves on energy costs, and hopefully keeps the air conditioning unit running in good shape for much longer. And the heat pump is also a great product. It's an energy saver, and it also has a side effect that it also functions as something of an air conditioner. It cools the air that it blows out the back. It's very cool air. So my immediate response to the product was I came home the first day after the installation, and as I walked in the door, you know, I was struck by how much cooler the house was. Normally I have trouble cooling the house down after 2 o'clock because the kids are in and out, the heat comes in, and the air conditioning unit just frankly can't handle it. So I found the reflective shield to be excellent. It's kept the house so much cooler, 2 or 3 degrees cooler, and I'm delighted with the product. And I called Scott and said if anybody in the area would be interested in knowing more about the product, let them contact me. I'll be happy to be a satisfied customer. I'm happy to make a recommendation for your company in this area.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate that. And I even came to your store and met with you, and you went over some really impressive energy-saving products that I didn't even know existed at the time. He's got a full line of compact fluorescent lights. And, you know, when I first saw compact fluorescents, I kind of dismissed them like everyone else did because they said the light wasn't the same and they couldn't see with them. But when I came into Mike's store, his guys and him went over with me. There's actually 3 different kinds of fluorescent lights. Could you go over that with us and how they vary and you can accommodate anyone to their lighting needs?
Certainly, Scott. The buzzword today is LED lighting. Everybody who comes in here looking to save energy is looking for LED lighting. But at this time, my personal recommendation is for the CFLs, the compact fluorescent lamps. They're a proven product. They've been out for a few years. They last approximately 10 times longer than regular incandescents. They burn much cooler, save on energy, and they are very inexpensive compared to LEDs. Having said that, for the customers who are looking for LEDs, we're happy to show them a full line of LEDs. And it's really a question of what are you trying to achieve. If your primary purpose is excellent lighting with energy savings, I recommend a compact fluorescent. If your purpose is really just is mainly to get your energy costs down, then obviously LEDs, which operate primarily on 1, 2, or 3 watts, are tremendous energy savers. But at this time, the technology is not at the point where they provide the greatest of lighting, and of course they're much more expensive. They're approximately 10 times more expensive than the CFLs. But Scott, I'd be happy to meet with any of your customers or your listeners, show them what we have in stock, and I'd also be happy to show them your products. We have a great demo box set up, and I'm very excited about your products, and we'd be happy to spend time with anybody who'd like to see a demonstration.
And I offered Mike, for putting a demo box in his place of business, I offered to pay him a referral fee for every customer he sent us, and he said, no, I can't do that, because if I do that, then it doesn't mean anything. And I said, what do you mean, Mike? And I was blown away. He's like, you know what, if I endorse a product, it's because I really like it. And he wouldn't let me compensate him. And so I said, well, you have these great LED products. The least I can do is return the favor. And that's kind of what I'm doing here today, and also just trying to show you another way to help cut your electric bill and save you on your energy costs.
Well, I was very excited by your product, Scott, because there's a lot of synergy between your products and our products, being that both lines of products are designed to save energy. And I was very excited and still am very enthused, even more so now that I've had the product installed for 3 weeks.